will start soon. Listen to Bay Sox Baseball. Coverage of today's game will soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Basics Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Base Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today will start soon. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DC Imaging Systems pregame show.
That's the DC Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting for game three in this game series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. With us alongside Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Smith from the ballpark in Bowie. I don't want to use the word trademark or Bowie last night, but boy, was their 7-5 win over Altoona seeming to carry just about everything that has gone right and wrong Bowie over the last couple of weeks. Offense was hot out of the gate, strong into the end of the game, and little into the late game, but they really slowed down after picking up a single in the sixth inning and much after that. While they had a 7-1 lead at points, Altoona offense was able to make some inroads. A 3-run home Mauricio Macias in the seventh inning, and another run brought across in an RBI in the eighth inning put Altoona to a couple of tying run scenarios. Happened in the eighth and eighth innings, but Bowie was able to escape the jam and pick up a 5-win. I will say, though, what was to see was Brennan Hanafy log executive win. His location has been great for Bowie. He struck out four batters, but he has pitching to a decent amount of contact. Ground balls he's been working have been sublime. Five innings, just one Hanafy, his second consecutive win. So Bowie will look to take that momentum to today's game and perhaps take a 2-1 in this series, as they've got Pitch tossing on the mound today, lacking his second start at the AA. Adam, it was really a bit dicey last night. Bowie, opportunity to make a statement today.
Yeah, but the Bay Sox offense just used to tick. I mean, we're back years from now. Wow, you had Kowser, Norby, and Ortiz same time. It's kind of wild how the top of the order is clicking right now. The Bay Sox depth in their lineup, but it was another big night for Kowser and Norby, who have just been remarkable since they came up here to this AA level. They really have to beat, and the Altoona curve has got some very good pitchers. So, altogether, I think an impressive offensive. In the end, this is the way the Bay have to win, right? The bidding is so important. You have, you know, 6 or 7 great chances to score. So, if you're the Bay Sox, if you're going to give up 4 or 5, can you get those 2 innings that could push over the top? Because it just felt like on Tuesday night, Bowie left 7 men on that were in position. They scored a lot, but they were never able to have that one inning where everything really went wild. So we'll have to see what they can do to, and obviously it's nice to pitch your Cade Povich when you know you've got behind you, like the one the Bays present night in and night out.
Well, for today's game with the numbers, Altoona comes in for game number 106, a 58-57 record, one game losing streak. The Curve are 7-3 over their last 10 and 29-30 on the road. Bowie is number 117 in the year, a 57-59 record, one game winning streak. The Bay Sox are 4-6 over their last 2-27 when playing at home. Bowie is back within a tie for place. Their 30-6 record in the second half is tied for the best in the Eastern League with the Erie Seawolves, as the two teams are atop the South Division. Altoona is 25-21 in the second half, fourth overall in the 6-team South Division, but still knocking on the door. 4.5 games first place and only 0.5 game behind third place Akron. Starting pitching matchup, of course, does Seach go up against Aaron Shortridge for Altoona. Shortridge had a late start, recovered from Tommy John surgery that he underwent in 2021. 3 brief outings with single A before jumping to Altoona at the end of June. He's been starting his legs under him. He did allow a pair of runs in his AA debut, but in the 30 2/3 innings, he's only allowed 3 more total. But here's the kicker. 3 home runs were at this ballpark to Bowie. Bane Fontana had a solo shot, and Kowser clubbed his first career grand slam. Shortridge is a bit of a fly ball pitcher. He comes in with a 1-3, 6.61 ERA, very few strikeouts, 22 punch out walks in over 30 innings. Very contact heavy, fly balls. Bowie might be able to turn that recipe into something good. Povich will go for Bowie today. Well, in his AA debut, allowing just 5 innings, but the Bowie offense wasn't able to a win. They did win the game, needed 10 innings to walk it off. They allowed a 2-run home run in the second inning and did not allow any other runners to third base. His breaking ball, best that we've seen in quite some time, his curve specifically was going for plenty of strikes. If he can get it again today, Bowie should be in for a good day, as the Bay Sox will be looking for maybe a little bit of offensive support Povich following the win last he tossed. As the Bay Sox are wearing alternate Copa de la Diversión uniform, their alternate identity, Conqueros Fantasmas de Chesapeake, we'll talk with a Chesapeake ghost further end. Kobe Mayo sits down with us. Big home run last night to make it 3-0 but second here at AA. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, and can get the smile they've always wanted with our flex payment options. With 2 of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's rasmile.com. Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bay Sox.
Well, as the baseball season winds, that means we've got to get ready for Foot Friday, September 9th. It's the Bay Sox football kickoff night at Prince George Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the Bay Sox will be giving away a special Rutschman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played ball before he joined the Orioles. It's a free bobblehead for the first 750 fans, 13 and up. So be sure to join the Bay Sox football kickoff night on Friday or night. Get your tickets at baysox.com.
From stings to stitches, sore throat aches, and pulled muscles to heavy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see it from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and your insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name
fits. Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we prepare for Bowie and Altoona Game 6. Checking in with Kobe for the first season, if I'm not mistaken, and a big two-run run last night. Just quickly, walk us plate appearance. What were you sitting on? What did you got in there?
I went up there just back to basics, looked for a fastball, up in the zone, and threw it there, and I knew I missed it, and I didn't, and it just felt really good.
Yeah. How have things been going? Getting the reps in at third base, a little bit around the infield, but splitting mostly between third base and designator. What's that been like for you?
Yeah, I think the lineup is the most important thing for me. Wherever I have to play, it's third, first, outfield. But it's been good. But I just expect to keep going. Yeah.
What sort of growth have you been noticing in yourself, approach or your attack at the AA level?
Yeah, I think you're probably a little bit more mature when you get up to goals because pitchers are smarter, they're older, more experienced, and you kind of have to, get up to speed pretty quick.
Is that this clubhouse focus all, considering that it is one of the young houses in the Eastern League? There have been times where you're facing older pitchers every single day. Is there any focus on it, or no? It's just go out and do your work.
I think you can't worry about the age of the pitchers or the experience. I think you got to go up there and just, report, and every pitcher's same, whether it's, 30 years old or you're 20 years old. You got to go up there with the same mindset, no matter the mindset that you're having, and that's it.
We're on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. Question I usually like to ask, especially in a first conversation. Say you're a scout, you're at one of your games and you're yourself play. What would you put down in your report as one of your highest rated skill?
I mean, I think the hit tools, the hit for power is a big one. Of course, I not got off the start I wanted to, but I think that, that's what happens when you're up to a new level. That's, what comes with that a little bit, but you get through it and, makes you better.
You say you might not have got the start that you might have necessarily wanted to. What would you say would be the level where you're happy with what?
Yeah, I mean, I think just the double-A thing has been really good. Doing what they want to do in spotting up pretty well, but, keep attacking, keep swinging out my pitches, and I have the ball in play. That's, my best tool, putting the ball in the play, and because usually when I do, it's pretty loud. So I think just keep putting the ball in play, bats, and just build off each at bat.
You're another key to what's been a great defensive infielder for Bowie this season. What's it like getting to work with Joey Ortiz and Connor Norby as they sit on the middle while you sit at third?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've built a good foundation with this infield. Jay has done a great job with us, make single day and us wanting to work every day. Having those guys up the middle, great confidence. You have great confidence in them, and I think it's just been great.
You went to the same high school as Anthony Rizzo, and you worked out with him in the past. What's that like, working with someone kind of at the peak of their career and with a lot of league years already under them?
Yeah, I think he just, those guys who've been there and have been through the tough, and he's a World Series winner. I think it's just good to pick his brain a little bit, and he's one of those guys who you can talk to all day. He'll give you all the advice, pulling you in the right direction. It's just a great guy to be around and just make Ryan better.
Is there any bit or piece that he may have imparted onto you in some of your off-season workouts that you carried and brought with you to in-season?
I just have confidence in yourself and build off at bats, and it doesn't matter if you're in 0 for 30 or 30 for 30. Each at bat is throwing that at bat, and you can't go back and change anything. So you just got to forward to your next at bat because, we 0 for 5 and you're last at bat in the ball game.
You've got a lot of family on this week, from what I understand. Have you guys any time aside to maybe visit Minneapolis or Baltimore or places you could go, obviously? Have you guys been?
Yeah, my parents have been up a few times. I think we're going to try to head out to Minneapolis tomorrow, the next slate report we have. It's always good to have them in town.
And then one last thing I'd like to ask. We're on a long road trip with a two-weeker last week and then three next week. You got a long day to get back to the hotel. What have you been doing? What's the show on your favorite streaming service you've been putting on to end the night?
Yeah, I watch Big Brother. It's reality. Yeah, on three times a week. If I can't, I don't usually catch it because we have games every night. So watch it the next day in the morning usually. Good start to the morning. And it's, YouTube, maybe some Netflix. But.
Kobe, really appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you.
That's Kobe Mayo here on the DCA Imaging Systems Show. Taking a break now, we'll be back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Club is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free, ages 3 through 12. You just get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to Sox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at the stadium this season and next. Sox Futures Club, sign up now at Sox.com.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Boo Sox and provide their pest control service. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? Interested in these things and you live in the area, the Steam Fitters UA Local Apprenticeship Program is the best choice. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit fitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Welcome back to the stadium as we are getting ready for a 6:35 first pitch. Bay Sox and the Altoona. This is game three of the long series. What is a two-week homestand for the Bay Sox? Hard to believe we've only got 1 week of baseball for this on the year, but that is the case as the Bay Sox battling now in a tie with Erie, who fell last night in for first place in the Northeast. So the Bay Sox, and it's 30-17, and is four out. Akron got a big win. They were taking Schmidt last night. Check that. That was in Akron, 5-2 the final. And, of course, the curve fell last night. 4.5 games, both the Bay Sox and Erie. It is a big night in Birdland tonight, as all eyes will be on the Delmarva Shirts. We talked about it a little bit. Marva, about a week ago, got a letter from the Orioles 2022 draft that went to the short Florida complex. Also got a player that was part of the Minnesota Twin trade, a pitcher as well in Nunez. Marva also, they few nights ago got an infielder, Young, who was a well-above slot signee out of Vanderbilt, 17th rounder. The Orioles are really excited about what he can be as a player, and he has been in the lineup as well. And maybe the biggest one of them all, the Complex League season is to a completion. Day, it is number one overall pick, just at the age of 18, Jack Holliday. And he will make his full season debut at the low A level, the Shorebirds. And that is in Salisbury. So a lot of the Baltimore media is there in Salisbury to catch Holliday. South Atlantic League, you are actually, are they in the Carolina now? I can't remember what league they are. It is now called the Carolina League that is in low A. But nevertheless, the Shorebirds, the affiliate of the Orioles, and they have got literally 14 players, which is more than half of their team is new to go. It is wild how things twist and turn in the minor leagues. Of course, Bay Sox rotation as well, just a week ago, and Watson and Drew Rutten, two of the top three players as far as innings pitched for the going up to Triple A, and the Bay Sox two pitchers in trade joining the rotation two nights ago. Chase McMahon, who allowed 6 runs on 5 1/3 innings in what was second start here as a member of Sox. But today we will see this young left-hander in Kovich, just drafted a year ago. The third-round pick of the Minnesota Twins in 2021 out of Nebraska. Kovich, who was traded for one of 4 pitchers, come Orioles in the Jorge trade, and he has been spectacular in 2 outings. In Aberdeen, 12 scoreless innings. And then now tonight, making a second start here with the Bay Sox, who has spent the majority of his time in minors this year at the advanced level over the course of his 19 starts, of course, 18 of them at high A. 8-8, 3.86 ERA this year. Josip Pović, the left-hander on the hill for the Bayhawks today. We did have seen this afternoon the tarp was actually rolled out on the field first time in the month of August. Are we in San Diego? It's very rare to say that. But unfortunately, the tarp did get some usage today. So with that, some of the batting just was interrupted. But a brief hard shower, and the Bay Sox grounds crew going out and applying some of that turf is found to some of the area a little bit wetter than others. This is a field that is renowned for being just outstanding in how it handles water. And with that, really no substantial day. Of course, this is going to be a 6 start. It's 6:34. I don't think we're going to have the quickest nap them the court time, but ultimately, what we would consider rain delay today.
At least looking like they're not worried about anything. The actual field, the infield is fine. They've brought this dirt bag, the extra sand, gravel, the mixture, whatever it is, out to the warp on the left side, just out past the Altoona dugout. And it looks like they're put a little bit behind the Bowie bullpen. So they're really just kind of putting them behind the mounds of each individual. And I'm not even positive it covered the bullpen mounds, because that is something that also covered with its own smaller when the main tarp goes on. Like, they're going to let them worry about getting all of that together while the teams take the field and they get going. So there's going to be some grounds maintenance with them.
Yeah, so the Bay Sox are wearing their tops here tonight. Congratulations, Stay Fantasma. Jerseys, I should say, the black top ring. And we'll take a break. We're back. We'll get things going right after.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best way to see the best games at Prince George's. You could save up to 30% on your selected Stay One and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discs and suite rentals, special access to the new restaurant, and a free members' colloquial at your first home game of the year. Act now by calling 301-64-4865. Online to BaySox.com.
Shooter Displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky for the Lions fireworks shows following games all season long. We will give the best bang for your buck. Sky Displays include traditional show, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us at 0-328-1321 or visit us online at zpyrotechnics.com.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DC Imaging a call, 301-77-1021. Find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, technology made easy.
It's Todd Bowie, Bay Sox Baseball. Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Jinx Systems, Green, Patient First, Royal Farm, Smile Doctor, and ZY Technics. And now, live from the ballpark, time for Bowie Bay Sox
Baseball. Ready to go from Prince George's Stadium in Game 3 of the 6-game series in the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sedis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. And as Twitch warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Altoona Curve face looks like this. Leading pitch shortstop, you've got Jared Triolo, followed by Gonzalez at second base, batting second. Rodriguez is the DH. He bats Blake Sable, the catcher, bats fourth. Aaron Shackelford at first base bats Alvarez at third base, sixth. Scott in right field bats seventh. Fabricio Macias in left field, eighth. Ned Mattinger is the center fielder, batting ninth. Altoona is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're managed by Madison, assisted by Drew Bentley, Blake Butler, and Jonathan Perot. Victor Silva is the athletic. Altoona is 50-57 on the season, a one-game losing streak, but 25-21.5, 4.5 games out of place, fourth overall in its team division. And again, that Altoona lineup features Jared Triolo, Nick Gazendi Rodriguez, Blake's Aaron Shackelford, Andres Alvarez, Connor Scott, Fabricio Messina, Matt Frazier, all to face off Cade Povich on the mound. Georgia Stadium in Bowie, 309 down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center. As Jared Triolo digs in, right 284 with a 798 OPS in 108 games.
doubles and five triples, nine homers, eight runs batted in. Antipovic climbs the hill, hits the rubber with that left foot, left side. So we'll play a bit in on the line. Povic winds and deals the first. It's slap foul the right side of ball, and we're underway at 40 p.m. on a 75-degree cloudy day here at Prince Stadium. We were looking at around 8 degrees ahead of first pitch, but a pop-up shower hampered that, dropped the temperature. The 0-1 pitch. Nice curveball high, but the count evens at 1-1. Triolo had 3-for-4 day yesterday, including home run. He was a double shy of the cycle as well. As the 1-1 pitch, curveball knuckled out toward right center. This one hanging up for Kowser as he warning track and pulls it down before bracing up against the wall. Was placed a little bit in, and it was pretty hard to hit the center field, but Kowser saw it the whole way, and the ballpark held it in. Defensive alignment for Bowie, tipped around in the outfield. You've got Hudson Haskin, Colton Kowser, then John Rhodes, Kobe Mayo, Joey Ortiz at short, Cesar Perez second, Toby Welk at first, and Cody Roberts catches behind the plate for Cage on the mound. As Nick Gonzalez in, first pitch to the right-hander is called strike. Fastball nicks the bump four, nothing in one. 250 average for Gonzalez this year, a 70 OPS in 51 games. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Pitch, and it swung on and missed outside. Sinker sets it to nothing. 11 doubles and no triples, 4 homers for Gonzalez, 16 runs batted. As the batter asks for a brief top, very mild off, decent sized gap up the middle. Ortiz deep in the hole at short. Here's the pitch from Povich. Up, out towards center. Looks to be a can of corn. And Kowser, he takes about 5 steps down and makes the catch, 2 away. Umpiring crew for today's game has Evan Dinn at third base. Michael Snover is the keys at first. And Ray Valero is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Here's the switch hitter, Andy Rodriguez. Batting as a right-hander against the lefty Povich. Off to a great start in his career. A 357 average, 11-16 OPS in 11 games. He's got a base hit in all of them. First pitch here, and he watches curveball miss down and in. It's 1-0 to start. Balls and no triples, 3 home runs, 11 runs batted in. Rodriguez has been down to kind of the last opportunity in a couple of. This is the 1-0 pitch. It's called a strike. A little low, but this might have. It sets it even at 1 on that foul. Rodriguez did a sit until the 8th inning yesterday. Eventually just went 1-for-4. Here's the 1-1 from Povich. That one called for a strike again. Well, Povich seeing what he can get away with now as he finds it at the knees, and Rodriguez not happy with the second called strike. He steps out of the box and pretty much steps the foul grass to readjust gloves. So we would pitch here from Povich as he looks for a perfect. Povich sets the chin, is over the head, turns and fires the 1-2. It's knuckled foul, in on the hands and back to the team. Cade Povich, a 6'185", 22-year-old hander. Born in Reno, hails primarily from the Omaha era. Traded over from in the Jorge Lopez deal at the deadline. 2-pitch, curveball swung on in 3. It's a perfect for Cade Povich on just 10 pitches. He logs his first strikeout and sends bottom of the frame. Altoona nothing, Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, your community medical center, or one of our care offices in your neighborhood. As health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
When your plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then you have calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's localplumbers.org.
It was first inning for Cade Povich. The Bay Sox will try and back him up with a little offense as we move to the bottom of the first. Spot is with you from Prince George's Stadium as Aaron Shortridge warms on the mound for Altoona curve. The starting lineup for the Hill face looks like this. Colton Kowser leads off in center field and will bat second at DH. Joe Ortiz is the shortstop batting third. Cerrito at second base, fourth. Hudson Haskin is in left field. He's batting fifth. Kobe at third base, sixth. Toby first base batting seventh. Cody Roberts, the catcher, eighth. And John Rhodes is in right field, batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles, managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Becker, Josh Conaway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Fido, and Chandler Geller. Calvin Christensen, coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield, and Blake Wooten are the trainers. as 57-59 on the season, 30-17 in the second half. Once again, their lineup features Kowser, Ortiz, Prieto, Haskin, Welk, Roberts, Rhodes, all off against Aaron Shortridge on as home plate umpire claw off the plate. Golden Kowser digs in and is hitting 338 with a 1038 OPS in 45 games. Nine doubles, no nine homers, 27 runs batted. Shortridge sends in the first pitch, called for a strike. Fastball inside edge of the zone, and it's nothing and one to start. Kowser has been on a great run, and he has torched this Altoona team as the 0-1 pitch is lifted up the line. Third base side of this one, riding it the whole way, but slicing at the last moment, then touching down on the berm in foul territory to set the count at nothing and two. Kowser had a three-hit day yesterday. He had a 1-for-3 hit by pitches before that, and then a 3 on Sunday against Somerset. Here's the pitch. Way high, fastball, and it sets the count to a ball and two strikes. Well, the pop-up roar that passed through Bowie only about an hour before first pitch definitely didn't help in terms of making out to the ballpark, but still plenty of good seats available for this one as the 1-2. Swung on and fouled back to the screen, count two strikes. Because most right now is you're going to see a good off. You're going to see Cade Povich, who's already showing he earned hit to AA after being traded Lopez deal from Minnesota. More to offer through the remainder of this game, just one inning in. The one Kowser is floated towards shallow left field, and it's for a base hit. The Texas League single for Colton Kowser. He's got hits in five consecutive games now and nine of the last ten. Bowie carries a trip that really buoyed them last night. See what I did there? When they got the leader on base in six of innings. As Bowie picked up 7-5 win, that leadoff base runner scored in four of those six innings. It's really what set the table. As Connor Norby digs in, 280 average and an 887 OPS. First pitch home to the right-hander, flinches on a slider. It's called for strike inside edge, nothing in one to open. 44 games for Norby with 11 doubles and a triple. And home runs, 27 runs batted in. Kowser at first, one out here in a scoreless bottom of the third. 0-1 pitch from Ridge is called a strike. Slider, this to the outside corner. And much like low changeups and fastballs from Kovic in the first inning, in the top of the first, trying to see what he can get away with on the zone here in the bottom of the first. Now the 0-2 pitch to Norby, and belted out toward right center field. This going a long way. Frazier's at the warning. He's at the wall. And it's fine. Connor Norby says goodbye. And double-A home run is a two-shot in the first. Two batters, 2-0 Bowie. 100 miles an hour off the 309 away from home plate. That's part of the reason why Bowie brought Colton Kowser up to lead off. He's got such a high on base percentage, it sets himself up for opportunities like that. Get on quickly, get home quickly. And now here's Joey Ortiz. Talk a bit about Shortridge in a second as the pitch to Ortiz is called for strike four outside corner. It's nothing in one. But that is the sixth home run he's given up this in, and the third he is to Bay Sox batters. Here's the next to Ortiz, slapped up the foul right side. So all three batters now have fallen behind 0 start. Colton Cowgold on the 1-2 pitch, Connor Norby, homerby, 0-2 pitch. And now the Ortiz is way ahead. It's a 264 average this season, a 780 OPS in 107 games, 5 doubles and 4 triples, 15 runs and 69 runs batted in. Infield plays him deep, one gap on the center left side. Next pitch misses outside. You can see that change still trying to nibble on the edges there, and it run even at 2 here on Ortiz. Bowie here in the bottom of the first, still no. As the 2-2 pitch is just nicked foul back. And the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Ortiz. Long wait for Shortridge. Now the 2-2. Ortiz gets a piece of it again back to the screen. Well, this is what Bowie has done a lot. And it's worked against Altoona pitchers specifically, it feels, from time to time. Shortridge ran into it when he faced Bowie just under a month ago. Carmen Mojinski had it happen to him in July as well. Mojinski was unable to finish the first inning.
Actually, no, he did finish the first inning, but was able to extend into the second inning. Bowie grinds out these plate appearances, runs them long, and burns pitchers. The 2-2 bounce hard to third, taken on a hard hop knee by Andres Alvarez. The third baseman sends it to first in time, and finally, the first out is recorded. It took Aaronage 15 pitches and 2 runs to get... Tell you about the rest of the defense for Altoona. From left to right in the outfield, Fabricio Macias, Matt Frazier, and Andres Alvarez is at third. Jared Triolo is at short. Gonzalez is the second baseman. Aaron is at first. And Blake Sitch is behind the plate for Aaron Shackelford on the mound. As Cesar Prieto digs in. Let's see if he tries to lay down a bunt. Unsuccessful in all 4 attempts yesterday. First pitch in. He does not square. Swing pops it up foul. Third base side. Alvarez gives a look, but it'll get out of play. Count opens up at nothing in 1 on Prieto. It's a .281 average for this season with a .700 OPS in 2 games. 20 doubles, no triple, 3 homers, 31 runs batted. He went 2-for-4 yesterday, despite attempting a bunt on each of his first 4 pitches. His first 4 plate appearances. After the set of the first pitch, he never tried again. That's how he rolls. As the 0-1 pitch is just outside. Fastball sets it even at 1. Aaron Shortridge, a 6'2", 207-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from California. Fourth round selection in 2018 from Cal. Fires the 1-1 to Prieto, and it's lined softly to second. Nick Gonzalez is there, only 8 miles an hour off the bat. A bit of a off on the inside edge, and Brooks retired. 2 gone. Tuna is in their alternate maroon unit today. Gray pants and a with the style white Altoona on the front side. The Bay Sox are in their alternate uniforms today. Their alternate identity. Major League Baseball's Copa de la Diversión. The Los Cangrejos, Fantasmas de Chesapeake. Here's Hudson. First pitch is called a strike on the outside edge. 1. Literally translated, ghost crabs of the Chesapeake. Has a .271 average and an .836 OP. 92 games as the 0-1 pitch misses out. A ball and a strike now. 20 for Haskin, 13 home runs. It's batted in. Aaron Schultz is only 1-3 on the season with .61 ERA and 9 games all starts. The 1-1 pitch. Misses high a fastball, and it sets it to turn. He had a late start to the year because of Tommy John surgery that he underwent in January of 2021 and make his Altoona debut in June. Did not see until July, the 2-1. And Haskin over shortstop and into left center field. Hit. It'll slow down on the grass, but it's cut off, and Haskin is held just a single. He breaks out of a 2-game hitless skid and extends the inning for third hit of the frame. So now here's Kobe Mayo. Hitting .208 with a .634 ES in 14 games. 2 doubles, no triples. 2 wins, including 1 last night. He's driven in 7 this year. He'll put a shift on for him with a pretty large gap on the right field. Mayo, he goes the opposite way, quarter of the time though, so this shift is defied. First pitch. Strike. That change up a little on the outside edge. It's nothing in 1. Shortridge has 2 2/3 innings under his belt this season. He has only struck out 22 batters. He has walked 20 of them. He holds at the waist. Finally sent on, and Mayo gets it on the helmet. Oh, goodness. It knocked clean off, and Mayo is just over with his elbows on eyes. But now he's upright. Flips the hair. I think it was more mock of where the ball hit the helmet than hopefully Mayo at all. He's walked himself up the line, but I think they will give him, at the least, a basic concussion. The regular protocol from the athletic trainer, Lindsey Birchfield, to just Mayo is clear to stay in the game. They're asking where it hit. He pointed a little bit toward his forehead, around the brim of the helmet. It'll be a hit by pitch. Bowie has been magnet. Be generous about it over the course of these. Mayo will stay in this game. Hudson Haskin was nailed by a fastball around the waist. Yes, Bowie was hit by 4 pitches on Tuesday. Haskin will advance to second base as Mayo reaches. 2 outs here, Stobie Welk. But they're chatting with Mayo. They have him run a little further up the first base line past the bat to see how he feels running. And, again, he's not got the all clear just yet, but it really looks like it's Trey. Yeah, he's good to go. Very glad to see that for Mayo, just as he was get comfortable again. You can tell the way that he's evolved play just over the last 2 weeks. The patience there. There's some very early and cracks on his swings after he returned from the list, and those have quickly been cursed, so it's very fun to see him back, and you want to see that continue. As Twelk digs in, runners at first and second, 2 outs. Shorts at the waist and fires the first in, Welk strike. Slider hits the outside edge. Shortridge has been top of every batter he's faced, all seven batters have seen a first pitch strike. So at least Shorter has that going for him, I suppose. Hitting 214 with a 6 OPS in 23 games. Next pitch. It's called a strike of the outside edge. Two. Three doubles, no home runs. 13 runs batted in this season for Welk. As Bowie leads 2-0 here, bottom of the first, Altoona is already getting a right-hander up and moving. Shortridge is at 26 pitches. 0-2. Fouled off right. Fastball came in high and stays. Today's game, Shortridge had allowed 5. Opponents were hitting him at a 5 clip. But now he's allowed some runs, and as mentioned, 3 of them have been in the park. 1 to Shane, 1 to Colt Kowser, and now 1 to Connor B. The 0-2 to Welk. Curveball is high, and that one was actually about in high. Fortunately, didn't get too far in, as it did to Mayo. Sets the count ball in 2 strikes. First and second, 2 away. Short out of the stretch. Pitch to Welk. Slider. Called strike 3. That one was very generous. Looked to be on the lower outside corner, if you want to say that. Shortridge lugs his first strikeout. It took 29 pitches to finish the first inning. Bowie gets 2 runs. They strand 2 on, but a 2-run blast on Orby has them ahead by 2. As we move to the second, there's a lot of 2s going around. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
There's plenty going on at the ballpark on Sunday, August 27th. Bowie will be hosting a special Major League Baseball, as well as an exhibit sent by the Josh Gibson Foundation with artifacts from the Hall of Famer's career. As Bay Sox huge touch-a-truck event of construction, excavation, emergency vehicle trucks for all fans to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. It begins at 4. It's going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented by Miss Utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday, August 7th, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Birthday Bash with the Bay Sox is time at the ballpark. Bring your friends to celebrate and be the star of the show. It's on the dugout with Louie, play games, introduce a batter in the game, and even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an one-of-a-kind experience at Georgia's Stadium. Book yours by call 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Base is a game of specialists. Base steals, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee to work, contain costs, and keep them down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWD.com.
Here at Prince George's Stadium, as Bowie has already jumped ahead 2-0, trying to make it 2 consecutive wins, as Kate Povich is running at gate. 11 pitches for a perfect first. Still with 4, 5, and 6 in the Altoona lineup. Left-hander Blakeson will lead off, then lefty Aaron Shackelford, and right-hander Andres Alvarez after that. First pitch in is a brawl, misses down and away. Count starts at 0 on Sable. 283 at Sable and 838 OPS in 95. As Povich winds and deals offering, it's just too far out. Fastball, 2-0. 23 doubles and 5 triples for Sable, 13 home runs and 58 runs in. As they play him with a decent shift on the right side of the infield, it's called a strike in the lower outside corner. Count to 2. Those corners, down and away, are what's going to decide this game. That's what the early telling. Toby Welk struck on a pitch that seemed well away to end of the bottom of the first. The 2-1 is down and away to that same corner. At least Povich tried for that corner. It's a 3-1. Hitters count here for Sable, who's riding an 8-game hit streak, as the is poked slowly to short. It's picked at third, but bobbled. Mayo ate it off of his wrist, and that'll be her. His second error, third this season, in just 9 games. Allowed Reach to open the frame, and now Aaron Shackelford. Povich just in his second double game. Really proved why he deserved to be here in his debut. 5 innings of just 2 roll on only 3 hits with 6 outs against Somerset. First pitch into Shack is called a strike on an up fastball. Nothing in one to start. As Povich only allowed 1 hit that mattered. 1 pitch, a 2-run home run in the second inning. And from that, he did not allow a runner to reach third base. 1 pitch, and Shackelford watches from this outside. It's 1-1. 48 average for Shackelford and 840 OPS in 92 games. It's in a triple. Team leading 20 runs with 67 runs batted in. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's the curve. Sets it to a ball and two strikes. Shackelford has an even mix between ground balls and fly balls. He's only hit double plays this season. But with a left-hander on the mound, that could help, as, of course, the lead is shorter for Sable. 1-2 pitch. Curveball belted high out toward the right field. Foul ground, and this one will pull out of play. A couple of bodies scatter the Sox bullpen. There's not too much room to escape to as they sat up there on that berm. But four, they all got out of the way, and the count stays at a ball. Struck out six batters in his double-A debut. Finished with three plus innings after the home run. He did walk two batters, but again, nobody got past second base. The 1-2. Ball fouled. On the inside edge, crack. As that bought off a bit of the handle on Shackelford to ask for a new piece of lumber. The ball went bouncing over toward the bullpen. Have that hard rain shower around 5 o'clock. Headed into first pitch. It pretty much passed near 5:30. Maybe even a little bit earlier than that. We're taking the tarp off. But the warning track really took most of the damage. And still see the dark hue that it's taken on from all the way it pulled in. And there were a couple puddles behind each individual bull pound. As another 1-2 to Shirt is down and away. Sets the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. As Bowie leads 2-0 here in the top of the setting. Leadoff error, allowing Altoona to get a runner on. Povich trying to see what to do about that runner. The 2-2 is lined over toward short, picked deep in the hole by Ortiz, and no one was covering second, so he can't go to second. Thinking about it, it'll be a base in Shackelford, the first hit of the day, as they have just weakest contact to the left side of the infield in this half and turned it somehow into runners. From Kobe Mayo, allowing Sable to reach, and a ground ball to third, and a softening liner at best that just fell down in shortstop, still deep enough in the hole to allow Shackelford to reach. First, second now, still no one out. Here's Andres Alvarez. First pitch is ball, called for strike on the bottom edge. It's 3-1. Alvarez 228 this season, an 820 PS in 92 games, 3 doubles and 2 triples, 19 home runs. 46 runs batted in. Leads 2-0. Altoona, though, playing with tying run now at first base. No one pitch. Fastball swung on inside. Run it to 0-2. So far, it seems, only the left-hander, Povich, the fits. Still just on his sixth batter overall. Plenty of time to change that. The ducks that Povich allowed in his debut were both to left-handers. 5 of his 6 strikeouts were against right-handers. O-2 to Alvarez, right side. Went chasing on a well outside fastball on the count. But again, a very quiet day here at Prince George's Stadium. Not too much wind to speak of. The way the ballpark has normally been constructed, and with the trees in the outfield, you normally do a ton of, especially anything that's going toward the outfield capacity. The 0-2. Him up, in on the hands, back behind. Roberts sheds the mask, but it will out of play. Roberts had beaten it down to the running track, but it only got 2 rows deep at best and holds the count at 0-2. Only a couple of players in this lineup for Altoona that played well against left-handed pitching as well. Fabricio Macias is among them, hasn't seen too many lefties. Gonzalez as well. 0-2. For strike 3, the call from Povich. It worked so well for him in the first inning. Brings it out at a dire moment here in the second and logs his second strikeout. At first out of the frame, and now it's Scott. Another lefty for Alt. He's hitting 248 this soon with a 699 OPS, 91 games. 5 home runs, 5 runs batted in. First and second now with one out as the first pitch in is for strike. Fastball, right side corner, and it's 0-1. 3 straight first pitch for Cade Povich. He got it to 5 of the 7 batters he's faced. Decent shift on for the lefty, Scott. And one pitch is a curveball swung up down and away. Run it to 0-2. Scott, much like Shackelford prior, has an even mix between ground balls and fly balls, but hit into 4 double plays. with the shift on hard. The runner at first not being held on. First base very, very close to the line. And second base is much manning everything else between bases. The Ortiz at shortstop would be on the receiving part of a double play. Here's the 0-2. Curveball in there for strike three. Got him with it again. Povich, three quick pitches to retire. Back-to-back K's. And there's two gone. The two quick base runners. Now Fabricio Macias, who had the big three-run home run in the seventh inning last night. That took it from a game to a 7-4 game. He's hitting .265 overall on the with a .693 OPS. For Popovich, is called for a strike. He's pitching conviction right now. Dancing around the zone, attacking. 32 games played, 7 doubles, no triples, 3 homers, 21 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1. Curveball lifted deep out to center field. This is goal as Kowser's back to the warning track, but beat. In front of the wall, makes the catch. 308 away from home plate. But it ends the inning. Two base runners for Altoona. Povich strands them both. Bottom of them coming up. Bowie leads 2-0. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesday, Terry Appreciation Night, purchase at the ticket office with a proof of service and only pay half price. Bring along your first Woof Wednesday, and it's the best hat around every Thursday from 5:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light Drather beer specials throughout the year. Live music to get your night started. It's a great time at the ballpark, so get tickets now at Baysox.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn team providing professional organic based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program for ballpark quality results. Each system tailored with guaranteed results for each toughest lawns. On the Green also has outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and birds this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Sky Shoe Displays by ZY Pirates will be lighting up the sky with top of the fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Display include traditional shows, true pockles, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly this, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 570-328-161 or visit us online zypyrotechnics.com.
Nothing Bowie into the bottom of the second at Prince George's Stadium as 8-1 will bat for the Bay Sox in this frame. Cody Roberts set to lead it off. John Rhodes and then back to the top of the lineup for Colton Kowser. Shortridge is back to work despite a 29-pitch inning that did see a reliever warming. This inning, please spell how the rest of his start is going. It's Cody Roberts is a slider for a called slower outside corner. It's nothing in one. Roberts is hitting .249 season with a .721 OPS, 65 games played with 13 doubles, no triples, 6 homers, 35 in the 0-1. And Roberts bounces out third base side, nothing in two. It's been so interesting. It's not really a trend, but it's one of those coincidences you'll run into in a baseball season that can be so long. Bowie ask on their catchers to play back-to-backs very rarely this season. But most of the time now, it's been when they face Altoona as the 0-2 pitch. Is belted out toward right field, sends Frazier running back for a brief, but he's able to get there, makes the catch, and there's one away. And Cody Roberts had up to Baltimore to be on squad for a little bit. He actually went up to Boston, or was in Boston. Maverick to play 4 consecutive games, and now with handless for a little bit, Roberts will be leaned on a little bit more. Olo is still available, but probably carry more of the load. As Rhodes digs in, first pitch into Rhodes. Is bounced past the mound, deep in the hole. Second base, a throw from Gonzalez. And it's late. Athletic play by Gonzalez to Eve close. But Rhodes beats out on a single. He's got hit-to-back games after taking yesterday off. And Bowie's got a base runner with one here for Colton Kowser. Yeah, when Roberts went up to the taxi squad, Bowie was playing in Tuna. So that's just what made me think of it. It's a little humorous the way that coincidences play out. Kowser singled to left field. A little pop floater in the first inning, and Connor Norby's two-run home run. As Shortridge holds at the ball behind his waist, glove rested on the thigh, brings them together now at the belt. Pick off to first, does not elicit a slide. Rhodes is back in, has not attempted a stolen base yet with this season. And it always warrants bringing up, Bowie is the least likely team in the league to even attempt to steal. As we wait on the first pitch to count, here it is. Swing and a miss. Change up outside, and it's nothing to start. Bowie has only stolen 60 bases this season. They have been trying for a couple more lately, admittedly, but it really seems to be that he has been the only one. Here's and Kowser knuckles it off, that floated to left field for a base one, rolling in toward the bullpen. Gives an easy track for Rhodes to go third, and Kowser will go to second. That's a double. Two innings in, Kowser hits. That's already his 16th multi-game in just 46 games at and by no means was that a ball. A changeup in on the hands, but still enough power from Kowser to get it out of the infield, which can at least be. It's runners at second and third with a one out for Connor Norby. First base play in. The rest of the infield of mid-range. They're not too deep. Norby with the two-run home run in the first. First pitch here, and Norby, foul right side, it's nothing in one. I can't believe it, all 11 batters Ridge have faced have started one count. So again, blame him for lack of trying, right? 36 pitches, 28 of them have gone for strikes. It's just the contact. The 0 pitch, down and away, a ball and a strike on Norby. He's got career multi-home run games this season. One with Bowie. That came on an incredible run for the Bates, and when they had consecutive games with a batter and two home runs. Norby did it, Kowser did it, Ortiz did it. That was when Akron was in town. And one pitch to Norby is down on the slider. Count goes to two ball. Mike. Again, short cover went Tommy John surgery in January 2021, so much like Ben and Hanafy, he's been sidelined for over 2+ years. And much like Brandon Hanafy, he picked up his first win, this the 2-1, called a little, sets it even at two on the out edge. Shortridge tossed five, did not allow an earned run, in, only struck out batters. He picked up a good start in here, but just didn't get the offensive support. As the 2-2 to Norby, now toward deep right field, Scott hanging back, he'll have a play on it, but they should score the run. Scott makes the Rhodes tags and scores. Kowser go to third, and it's 3-0. Sacrifice fly for B is his third RBI of the day and 30th of the season. Second, but still a runner at third now for Joey Ortiz. Ortiz grounded out to third base back in the first inning. Shortridge sets and fires in the first. Tease watches outside. It's 1-0. Well, Shortridge has tough first innings this season. ERA of 4 in the first this year. And really, that actually did balloon in his start. He allowed 4 runs in the first inning plus the rest of the way through 6. As the pitch misses down and away, Sable practically dances into the other batter's box. Sure, it didn't slip between his legs. Count to 2 balls and no strikes. But Shortridge was able to finish 6 innings. And Altoona eventually got the run support for a win. It just didn't happen until later in the game. I believe that was one of their two walk-off wins in that series with Harrisburg they had. 2-0 to Ortiz. Called a strike. Sinker had Ortiz brushed back a little bit. Found its way onto the inside edge of the zone. So the 2-1 with a runner at third and two away here in the bottom of the second. Bowie ahead 3-0. Shortridge deals the next, and Ortiz watch slider miss down and away, 3-1. Believe it or not, first three-ball count that we batter has seen all day. Again, Shortridge and his problem right now has been for lack of trying. It's just been the contact. He's really wanting to game going. 3-1 to Ortiz. Away, ball four. First given up by Shortridge. And with first and third, Cesar Pareto will step in. So things already a little bit strong for me at the start of today. Of course, they lead 3-0 here. But Harrisburg has a 2-1 lead. Erie Seawolves in the fourth inning. Harrisburg's in the first for both of their runs. We'll see if he can add on any more. Briggs in. He lined out softly to second base. Runners at first and two away. First pitch in, and the lefty pops field. This should end the frame. At shortstop, ranges down in front of the baseline. He makes the catch. The end's over, but Bowie gets another one across. After a one-out single and double, a fly by Connor Norby makes 3-0. As we're on to the third, your Bay Sox baseball.
It's time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain region via and Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a just hot cup of the finest and fittest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest, best coffee in the world. Real fresh. Us, Royal Farms.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide and your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and storage. Understand people print, not print. Give DCA Imaging a call, 1-577-101, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAim.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Get your gear and from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located in Gate at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com, the Tox is the only place to get the best gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Povich is looking good so far. Two settings, worked around a couple of early base runners. Second, 33 pitches, 3 strikeouts. As we move, Bowie leads 3-0, and we hand it off for the play-by-play.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. So you're right. I mean, Povich, it hadn't just been well. He has really had good secondary pitches as he throws at a bunt lead down foul off to the side. And the count is at nothing and one. Matt Frazier batting left-handed hitter, center fielder. It's 9-1 and 2 in the curve order. As here's the pitch. And a lifted foul out of play off to the left side. Went after him with another fastball. And the count is 2. The Povich overall is making the start of the year tonight. Second here at the level. He has not had any trouble transitioning to the Orioles organization. As there's a ball lifted in the air to left center. Two is left, and there to make a hit catch is Hudson Haskin. And there's one retired, and now back to the top of the order. And here comes the stop, who's had a big series, Jit Triolo, with 5-for-9 in the series with a home run. Povich, Westerner, Omaha, Nebraska, as is, and a swing and a miss to what looked like a changeup there. Count nothing in one. Play baseball at Nebraska. Drafted by Midwestern Minnesota. Pitch at its side, and the count 1-1. And he was playing this year, the advanced A-level in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. 1-1. And a lifted foul straight back out off of a fast way. And the count 1-2. Which was going to be a big minding baseball game this year. 2 coming. Swing! And he got him with a change away. Triolo down on. And Povich has now struck 4 of the 10 men he has faced. And Nick Gonzalez with a plate. This year, in the second of the Field of Dreams game, on the end of the movie, here's the pitch. Down an inside ball 1. They played a minor league that was on the MLB Network a few days prior to it. Cedar Rapids was in that game. Here's the 1-0. That's off the inside. Changeup. Ball 2. So I wonder if Povich pitched in the game. It was on August 9th. He did less than 2 weeks earlier. 2-0 coming. Swinging a foul. Pulled to the third base. They're a 92 fastball right down the middle there. And they count 2-1 here, 2 goals. He has a 3-0 lead here in the top of the third inning. Gonzalez back for about weeks in the Elks lineup. He's missed a lot of time this year as he swings and lifts off the left field to his left. And waiting now, Haskins the catch. That is a quick 1-2-3 inning. We left-hander Cade pitch. On to the bottom of the third from Prince George's. The Bay Sox lead it 3-0 on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Pest Now is proud to put the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest General Pest Control, Termite Control, and all other pest control services. Call Pest Now. You can reach us 301-231-00 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. For Military Appreciation Night, proceed at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. Two Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beers throughout the year, and live music night started. It's always a great time at park, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sox are calling all deadheads to make their way out to Prince George's Stadium on Friday, August 26th for Grateful Dead Night. With themes and music all night throughout the game and culminate in a Grateful Dead-themed fireworks show to cap the evening. Fans who purchase a special pack will receive a limited edition base Grateful Dead t-shirt collaboration ticket to the game, so be sure to get Friday, August 26th. It's Great Night at the Ballpark. Find out more at baysox.com.
Well, great to be back with you tonight. My name is Adam Pohl, alongside Matt Sabatis. We go to the bottom of the third, the top of the bleacher is at it. 3-0, the Bay Sox lead it. He's asking, he singled his first time up, and he takes a belt-high strike on a 90-mile-an-hour delivery. It's nothing in one. Haskin, Mayo, and Elk for Bowie in this third. As the right-hander's bridge. Wide, he delivers, and he's swinging a miss on another pitch in the top zone. A fastball at nine. A short, we're 25 years old. Made three starts a year in June in Clap Bradenton. That's low A baseball. Now his 10th double A start of the year for his second win. The right-hander's in mind. Here's the pitch. Foul on a line back to the top of the screen. And with it, the count remains at two. Short way has a lineup, and with Bay Sox starter in Hanafee, that both, of course, did not pitch 20, and then were ending into the 21 year. Swing and a miss. He beat him with a fall. Again, close to the top of the zone. Yeah, there's retired. Second set for Shortridge, and now goal will stand in. Shortridge was invited to a advanced leading into spring training in January of 21 by the Pirates. And on the first day of that camp, he blew his load. As there's a strike on the out of the play. And the count is one. And all of us in his beginning to get ready for that year, his year was already over. Now the 0-1. And Mayo takes this ball away, and the count evens it up right. This year, Shortridge working his way back. He's 41 and two-thirds innings coming into tonight. And Mayo takes, oh, a strike. Just on the in corner. Kobe thought it was off the inside. Yeah, they can't want it to. Mayo got hit by it in the helmet in the first. It looked like it hit the bill of the helmet off his head as he takes there. Strike three on the outer half plate. A 91 fastball. And a third for Shortridge, two down. And now Toby Welk will come to the plate. Well, a bit of a different role this year now at first base tonight. He most third base last year, played 70 games as a member of the Sox. The pitch, and he swings and hits it well to right center. Back range run still going, leaping up at the wall, and it bounds away. The right fielder Scott is up with it, and he fires it in towards the middle of the inning. But Toby Welk with a swinging double, and the base Sox is a runner in two down, and Cody Roberts. Boy, Welk was all over that first pitch ball. On the outer half of the he crushed it. And now Roberts will stand in. Roberts in from the right side. Stands in the front first box, which is a bit visual to see. Here's the pitch. And a breaking ball over the plate on the for a called strike one. You know, Roberts had the most dramatic hit Bowie's 2021 season on the final day of the regular season, leading an eighth-inning rally for the Bay Sox to the playoffs. It was here, and it was against Altoona. He takes a fastball strike, and the count is nothing to do. That was right down the middle, just a little bit above the knees. Let's see if he's got a little bit of a dramatic push. I think this would be the same range as what he did on game the finals of the year last year, as he takes off the breaking ball for a ball. But it does feel like Cody has a feel for the three leads, runner at second, two here in the bottom of the third. As from the stretch belt, Shortridge delivers. A check swing and a breaking ball down. And Michael Snover, the first player, said he did not go. And the count is 2-2. The Robert doubles in this series. He lined down sharply to the center, Frazier, who made a nice running his left. His from a welcome run with contact pitch and a foul on the on back towards the backstop. A fastball away, and Robert's got the hack at it. That was a pitch right on the outside corner. And once again, Bowie is making Shortridge work here, as he is now past the 60-pitch plateau than three innings in. He's only worked five innings or more twice this year. And it's just here with a breaking ball through him off the outside at 3-2. This is a ready matchup. First base is open. You have got another right-handed hitter, John Rhodes, who is deck circle as Roberts calls time. Base two in the first on the Norby homer. And then Norby sacked forward Rhodes with in the second. 3-0 the Bay Sox in front. A chance to take over first place. All of it pitch. Swing and a foul. A soft line back to the screen. Now that would take Erie losing. And Erie right now in Harrisburg. Erie's top of the fifth inning. They've got one man out. Harrisburg is leading though 2-1. The Bowie needs some help from about 2 hours away from us here at Prince George's Stadium. Another 3-2, another foul on a line back, out of play. Everybody's all right. That did strike a fan to our right. And she to her feet. I hope she's all right. Count three. We're about to see the eighth or ninth at bat here. As Shinch delivers. And another foul on the line out of play to the right side. What an at bat for Roberts. He is hanging in there. Here, falling off pitch after pitch. Shortridge is having a quick inning. He struck out the first two batters. But well doubled. Now Roberts is battling here. Welk off at second. And now time called at the plate. Bowie has three runs on six hits with her. Altoona no runs on one hit and no errors. As here's the payoff pitch. It is a payoff pitch. Here it comes. And it's off the outside. Ball four. What an at-bat. An outstanding plate. I guess in the end it's not an at-bat. It is a 10-pack. Now John Rhodes will bat. Two down. And Shortridge is about to throw his 66th pitch of the night. He had a long inning, and Altoona, the right-handed reliever, up and throwing, and Jacintino in the pen, but nobody's up right now. Top of the order awaits as Rhodes takes off the outside with fastball, ball one. Now, once again, the guys that have done the damage are awaiting 2-for-2. Norby has driven all three runs. As now the 1-0, and it's a breaking ball away. Ball. Well, by no, Shortridge want to have to go through Kowser in this inning. He's got a chance to run right now here. The count is 2-0. Here's the, and it's down low, ball three. Well, all of a sudden, a chance to load the bases I would not expect. Even in an RBI opportunity here, you would not. The young outfielder in to be swinging away. You never know, though. He'll pitch, and he takes four up and inside. A four-pitch walk. And now Kouser will bases loaded. No, a 10-pitch walk to Hurts, followed by a 4-pitch walk to Rhodes. And now a slow walk coming out by Drew Bennis, the longtime former big leaguer, here to talk this over with Shortridge. We were mentioning it earlier tonight. It is a big night. Salisbury, Maryland, the home of the Delmarva Birds, as, again, Jackson Holliday, the first over of this year's draft, make his Delmarva debut tonight. And they were in a rain delay, but it looks like they're about to get going. Well, we got some rain around 4:30 or 5 p.m. A lot of times it's a few hours until it gets to the shore. And it looks like they're about to get that one going. They are hosting the Lynchburg Hillcats. Yes, here's Kouser, already 2-for-2 tonight. Both these hits kind of flayed to shallow left field. Both opposite field hits Kouser. There's lead from every base. As Shortridge is set, here's the swing and a miss to the first. As they worked him in, looked like a slider there, and they count nothing. Kouser was going to get a fastball over the player, but cut it under his hand. It's pass and team leave up and throwing again. The pitch, Kouser takes off the inside. Fastball, and they count 1-1. Good time at the plate in only the third inning. Now, well, good third, Robert Beckett. Rhodes is out. The count 1. And here's the pitch. Slifted foul fly out of play. Went after him again with an off-speed pitch. That was the knees right over the heart of the plate. And Kouser inside that baseball and flied it foul. Boy, the curve. I know it's a 3-0 game, but Altoona's got a great line. It's still right in this game. Well, that could change if Kouser gets into one here. Down 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. In and out of the middle. Well, there's no Art Sables looking down mid. And it was so close to sticking in it, ending the inning. But instead, Kouser has new life here. It's another multi-game. And he's incredible. 6-for-9 this series with 5 unscored. And Shortridge steps off the rubber. They are shading the pull here. Triolo, shortstop, is up the middle. Kouser again, left-handed. 1-2 the count. And here's the pitch. Swinging a liner towards center. It's in out of Frazier. Hey, it's down on base hit. One run is home. Turning third and scoring is Roberts. And the Bay Sox, 5-0 lead. And Kouser's got 3 more hits on the night. A 2-run and another ball that wouldn't hit all that hard. Kouser muscling it into Rhodes. Trail runner stays at second. And 2 more runs in. And that's going to be the 8 for the right-hander in Shortridge. The 4 in reach with 2 in the inning. And the right-hander reliever will come in to face Norby with 2 on, 2 down, and runs in. The Bay Sox have a nothing lead. And we're back with more from the stadium right after this.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox is the best way to be a fan of Bay Sox, and it's completely free, just 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members only of discount ticket offers and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to Sox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Georgia Stadium this season and next. Futures Club, sign up now at Bay.com.
At DSync Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be good advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document 3D and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DSync a call, 301-577-1021, or find more about how we can help you. DAImaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office tech made easy.
Welcome back to Georgia Stadium. As all of us in the Bay Sox are making it happen, another early onslaught. 5-0. Incredibly, the top of the Bowie order has just again been dumped tonight. Kouser's 3 with a run scored and 2 driven in. And Connor Norby has the other three RBIs. Passantino, the reliever, after short range for 2 2/3 innings. Righty-righty matchup. Passantino in his 13th outing of the Altoona. He throw and a swing and a miss. He took a bit off there. Norby swung right over the top pitch. That was at his knees. Now nothing at one. You know, it's 2-1 with a 3.71 ERA. 12 outings without the 0-1 coming. A lifted foul fly out of play. He threw him consecutive sliders. The count is now nothing and two. The two runs are in. Two runners are on. Rhodes, the leader, is at second. And there's been down. This was an inning with two outs and nobody on, but four in a row have Reedy Sox in this third inning. Go to Frankie Ball, chopped down near the back at second. Gloving, tough play, throwing, and in time, he got him by a step. So the second baseman gloved it, cutting right into of the second base bag, and he made a strong siren throw to get the out. With it, the inning is over. But the Bay Sox do get to the inning, and we're on to the buoys on top. Five on the Bay Sox, base on that word.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, their teams stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect our agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green and Court Lawn Care Team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality. Each service is custom-tailored with guarantees for even the toughest lawns. Also offers outdoor pest control, so mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. And effectively control insects and enjoy the doors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to ontheinc.com.
Then taking a Bay Sox game is with a group out at Georgia Stadium. Everything from lines to birthday parties and even fundraisers for your team, the Bay Sox offer options for your group at unbeatable rates. Plenty of options on suites, seats, decks around the ballpark. Eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or go to baysox.com.
While we go to the top of the fourth inning, a 5-0 Bowie lead. As here's the three-hole hitter, Andy Rodriguez, against the Bowie left, Cade Povich. Getting a little bit more of that turf is down the right field line near the Sox bullpen between innings is Povich. And it's off the outside. A fastball for ball one. This is the middle of the, basically, 3-5. And Rodriguez, such a great hitter the year as he takes a belt-high strike. And the count evens here 1-1. Rodriguez is on board in this series. He's been with Altoona for 11 games. Got a hit in all of them. As he takes down low, the count is now 2-1 to back off-speed pitches. Povich has really used his changeup a lot tonight. I think he just threw it as he threw a fastball foul back to the screen. And the count 2-2. Not a bad start to your double-A career. 36 OPS, which is more than 200 above average at high A green before getting the call. Here's Tuna, the 2-2. And it's just a bit up high with a fastball. And runs full here, 3-2. 5-0, the Bay Sox lead it. The fourth. Ball gets the sign, the wind of the 3-2 coming. Change up, grounded, outside third. And we'll do the count, 3-2. Oh, it is Rodriguez, Blake Bull, talented seventh rounder, and then team's leader in homers in Aaron Shafford. Long look in, and time hold at the plate. What a big series this is for both these teams. Bowie again, 4.5 games in front of Altoona. Pitch, curveball dives inside for. So Rodriguez works a walk, the first walk issued by Povich tonight. And he's on leading off the fourth. And now Blake Sable will to the plate here. The left-handed hitter. Only one hit for the Cubs game, and it was an infield single by the man that's on deck. Here's Sable. Hit a ground ball that eluded the grasp of B. Mayo at third. A fielder, his first time up. Here's the pitch. And it's in there on the outside corner. Cutting a slider, maybe even a little cut. They count nothing and one at 80 miles an hour. A lot of Bay Sox pitchers uses a look to first. Looks Rodriguez back to the bag. Sable is from an extremely athletic family. His father was a college baseball player at Long Beach State, which is a great baseball program and heritage. As now the 0-1. There's a line shot, base hit the field. Boy, Sable can really hit the ball the other way. We have seen that all year here. African time tonight. The Curve have two men on and the out. As a brother in Stefan, who played at the University of Oregon at System. And we mentioned it was here about a month ago. His second cousin is a Hall of Fame football player, Pittsburgh Steelers legend Troy Pugh. But I'll tell doesn't have his hair. As here is Shackelford. And from the stretch, the pitch. And it's up and inside, a fastball one. You have a wild hairdo when number one sponsor is Pertz. Remember those commercials with Paula? He'd probably have to use it in tub it just to wash his hair. Coming. And a lifted foul strip back out of play. Count one. Now, Palomalu was a great player at USC. And there Sable went. He was a Trojan as well. The count. But he's got the short hair plus sponsorship. Is not pitch. Curveball side. Count two and one. Now, this is here. 5-0 Bowie leads. Altoona had two men on, nobody out in the second. Povich struck out two, and then got a fly ball out to center. Pitch, curveball drilled way back and out of here. And just the curve are back in the ball game. Shackelford was ready for that off-speed pitch. It went down the middle, and he crushed it. A three-run home run, his 24th of the year. A Pirates organizational high, and we got a two-run ball game. It's 5-3. Yeah, boy, that leadoff walk puts you in a little bit of fun. And now Povich has got to try to keep his calm. He's had so much success in his short time in the Orioles organization. Here's another home run, Andres Alvarez, and he swings and misses. Through a fastball, 93 miles an hour. That count is nothing in one. Perez has got 19 home runs this year. Pitch, and there's that slip missing up high. And that comes at a ball and a strike. He had 7 home runs prior. A 1-1 count. And there's a high upon the infield near the second bag. Ortiz calling, steps a foot or two into the out grass, and he makes the catch. And a big first out there. And now the left-handed hitting Connor Scott will stand. The three-run, one out, nobody on. It's 5-3 now. The base up front. Two very deep line of score runs to win these. I believe each game was in five final. First two. Here's the pitch to Scott. And it's a little bit up with a first pitch delivery rule that Scott did check his swing. I didn't think he went around it, but they ruled strike one. The wind in the pitch. Swings through a pitch up and out of the zone. A little cutter in the count 0-2. Scott had a great start to the year. He had 358, 14 April games, but he hasn't really been replicated. In fact, he's hit 250 or 250 mark in all 4 months since as he swings through a breaking ball away three. Second out of Scott tonight. Fifth out of the evening for Povich. There's two down. You know, as a pitcher, got to be able to put tough moments behind you. Povich is doing it here. Two in a row retired following the long homer. As here's Fabricius and a beautiful curveball strike. On the outs, and the count is nothing in one. Messi actually was not signed. Teenager, here's the pitch. And he stops it weakly near the back at third. It's a ball, as Mayo glove right in front of the bag. Fortunate Macias may have beaten that out, and the count is nothing and two. Macias, I guess he was signed as a teenager prior to his 20th birthday, but that's a little bit late for an player to be signed. He actually in the Mexican League, which is a very good league, maybe even equal double-A level, and that level is an 18 and 19-year-old. Macias began this year at low-A Braden, played only five games, played at three different levels, a twice-promoted ball player here. Two coming. Check swing, high fastball. They need to go too far. Strike three. No need for appeal there. Four mile an hour heater. On Aaron Shackelford's fourth home run of the year has gotten Altoona right into it. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Bowie 5. Altoona on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
At DCA Imaging Systems, find a tenured team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output device scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print. Printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-021, or find out more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology.
If you own or operate a building or or if you're a general contractor that operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important for you to have trained and most qualified people for you. Members of Steamfitters Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit fitters-602.org.
Sky Shooter Displays by Z Tactics will be lighting up the sky with Alliance fireworks shows following Basics games all season long. We will get the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom quarry plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give it a try. Find out more by calling us at 0328-131 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
With you here from Prince George's Stadium. On the fourth we go, and all of a sudden, a two-run ball game. As Bowie's 5-0 lead is now 5-3. Short five runs in 2 2/3 innings. Gave way to Pasentino. We got about to end the third. And now here it is. And he takes in there on the outside corner. And they count nothing at one. And with an 84-mile-an-hour three. Ortiz, then Riento, and then Haskin. Here's the pitch. And it's on the outside corner again. A bit of an extended edge. They count nothing in two. The Sables setting up out there. They're getting that call. The wind of the pitch. Reaching swing and a fly ball to Rice. Scott over to his right, the right field. And he makes the catch. They just kept that ball away from Ortiz with three consecutive pitches. And there's one return. Here is Prieto. Cesar Prieto, what a start to his career he had. You know, when you sign at the 23, you got to get going. As he takes a strike on the other half, Cuban ball players are signed together in the game of baseball, and because of that, they come in at a more advanced age. And a weak swing, slow roller, and Triolo at short, charging long throw, and a stretch to bring it from Shackelford, and they get the and quickly two down in his fourth. And now the left fielder, Hudson Haskin, will come to play. And Prieto hit 340 in 20 games at Aberdeen. And he got a quick ticket here at AA level. Now here's one for two tonight. Slightly open stance in the pitch. Swings and whistles a foul. And a line back to the top of the screen. And they count nothing in one. Haskin, you know, I think his year a little bit under the radar. Sixth in the organization as pitch. As off the outside. A little cutting offering, count 1-1. I mean, that is four full season teams. And he has the sixth best OPS in the number one team in the game. As there's a breaking ball, Greg at third. Backhanding behind it out. Long throw. And it's high. A beautiful throw. Time to get the out. And for the first time tonight, the Bay Sox go down in order. So we head to the 5-3 Bowie lead on the Bay Sox Baseburg.
Hey, kid. Sox Futures Club is the best way to be at the Bay Sox, and it's completely free, ages 3 through 12. Futures Clubs get access to special members-only discount ticket offers and gifts for just signing up. Parents at Sox.com to sign up your kids. Miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and the Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at Baysox.com.
Coffee lovers, know where you'll find the freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because new brewing system, it takes a minute to go from selecting the cup you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. Try one. It'll be love at first because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fat, Royal Farms.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best fits in our industry. Visit our web at steamfitters-2.org. That's steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about what you can do to help change your life.
And we go back to the mound. Cade Jones, 66. Pitchers to leads 5-3. And with the Colts, here's Matt Sabatis.
9-1-2, doing the Altoona lineup here with Matt Frazier off a left-hander. Povich has had a bit of trouble against lefties in this game. To him, misses down and away. It's work. Frazier and Connor Scott, the two lefties on the bottom, he's been fine against. 0-for-3 combined. Two strikeouts against Scott as the one open is called a strike in the upper outside corner. Count even at one. Frazier flew left field his first time up. But the other two left-handers, Blake Snell and Aaron Shackelford, they've both been on base 2-1-1. Down and away, sets two balls and a strike. And, of course, the three-run home run by Aaron Shackelford, making this a potential for Altoona. A five-run lead for Boo, two runs now, as Povich needs to make sure he can weather the storm that had just reared its head in the fourth. In pitch, breaking ball off of the catcher's mitt, just missed the elbow of Frazier and sets the count to three balls and a strike. Well, hopefully that fourth was much like the pop-up shower over Prince George's Stadium around 5 o'clock. Hit hard for a short spell. Been gone. We've had no issues since. 2-2. Curveball. Late swing to second. Charging in and gloving low. Zarparedo. He gets it to first. 4-3 put out and back to the top for Jared Triolo. Brad had gotten a lot of time at second base this season. Just his 20th game there this year. It really seems like when he is playing, something about the pitchers on the mound, they've specifically not been able to give up too many ground balls to him. As Triolo digs in, leadoff man on the day, a strikeout swinging in the third. First pitch is long to short. Deeds is right there to snag the win. 1 mile-an-hour shot. Two away. That's where defensive positioning really comes into play, and that's why it's been brought down. Even when you get down to the level, when you put your defense in the right spot, you can take away be surefire base hits. Here's Nick Gonzalez. First pitch is a curveball high, and it's 1-0 to start. 0-for-2 day for Gonzalez to center field in the first. Flew out to in the third. As Bowie lead 3 here in the top of the fifth inning, trying their second consecutive, the 1-0. This is high, and it goes to two balls and no strike. Gonzalez has been one of those batters that's hit lefties this season. A 10.35 PS against left-handed pitching. Two of his home runs. Out less often, walks about as often as he does against right-handed pitchers. But this being a lot of the same path as Bowie Wynn did. A big lead that shrunk to just two runs. Misses inside. No strikes here on Povich. From Povich to Gonzalez, I should say. Bowie 11-1 yesterday after the sixth inning. They were only able to finish it 5. The 3-0 to Gonzalez is down and in and a 4-pitch walk. Second free given up by Povich. Extends the inning after two outs to open. And now here's Indy Rodriguez. Switch in for one. He struck out swing inning. Walked and scored on the three-run home run in the fourth. But the way it seems that this will be the inning for Povich. The way that things have Ang Bowie, they might have a piggybacker today. Misses outside, and it's dart. But Povich has thrown 5 consecutive out of the zone. It's going to lead to a quick battery, but maybe it's a good thing this would be his last inning. Is he up to 7 inches? You don't want him to get overtaxed, of course, as he threw 79 in his 5 innings last. But Bowie is potentially anticipating a piggyback from Noah today. in which he would take four innings. Of course, it's his first appearance for Bowie since mid-July when he came against Akron. Had a stay injured list, two brief rehab appearances, and now he's back. The Wiguez is called a strike in the lower inside corner. Fastball hits the knees, and it sets the count even at 1-1. Runner at first way here in the top of the fifth inning. It is a tie run at the plate. Altoona is capable as the 1-1 is a curve. Swung on and missed. Rodriguez far ahead of it, and it's 1-2. Again, Rodriguez did not extend his hitting streak to 11 until his last possible plate appearance last night. And at this rate, he is falling a little bit constantly to Povich. 1-2. Fouled off. Curveball inside that time. The piece rolled over to the left side. It's a pretty heavy mist as just kind of over Prince George's Stadium this evening from the earlier rains that fell before. Another 1-2 pitch is a curveball belted to deep left field. Haskins run still going, looking for the wall. Felix, and it's gone. Game-tying two-run home run for Enriquez. Bowie led 5-0 by 5. For the season for Rodriguez. In just his 12th double-A game. And Bowie's going to have to get to work offensively. As Povich has now 3 home runs here in his double-A career. Just a little under things. Much like Chase McDermott. These two new hurdles need to get used to the confines. Now Rome. McDermott has already been tagged 5 home runs in his double-A career. Povich now with 3 in this hitter-friendly park. They're going to have to do it quickly or suffer some bad outing. It's Griffin McLarty up and tossing the bullpen. The bases are now empty. So a bit more breathing room for Povich to work with. But he was one out away from his frame and then suddenly lost command of the strike. Threw 5 consecutive pitches out of the zone. Had to battle back against Rodriguez. That served him up a slider pretty much right down. A little bit away to the right-hander. And Rodriguez just belted out to left field. Much like the problems McDermott ran into in his two starts with. It's in a much scale for Povich today, but walking batter burns you. Both walks have since Povich, both on the home runs. Here's Sable. First pitch is called a strike, a fastball at the knees. It's nothing in one. Sable is 1-for-2 on the day. Reacher in the second. Singleton scored in the fourth. Hefty on lefty matchup continues. The old pitch is called a strike in the lower outside corner. In two. But again, Bowie offense now as Jeffrey will continue. He's retired all 4 bullpen. Bowie doesn't want to see bullpen woes continue as the O-2 on and missed outside for strike 3. So Povich uses 3 pitches to Sable, but not before the damage is done. And 2-run home run for Andy Rodriguez. Led 5-0. And as we're halfway to the 5-5 game, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A bash with the Bay Sox is the best ballpark. Bring your friends and family out, parade, and be the star of the show. The dugout with Louie, play games in the sim, introduce a batter in the game, and you even get to have the stadium sing Sox birthday parties and a one-of-a-kind experience at Georgia Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-80 or at docs.com.
Fielder's Choice Snacks with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best bets, see the best games at Prince George's. You could save up to 30% on your selected from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collect first home game of the year. Get your now by calling 301-444-4865. We're heading online to baysox.com.
Deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with flexible payment options. With 2 of the coming orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Smile.com today and book your free. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official writer of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Always a pleasure to have you along for the broadcast each night. Tonight's no different. Matt's with you from Prince George's Stadium. Thank you so much for stopping by as we move into the home half of the fifth. Bowie needs to get the again. They had a 5-0 lead. Cade Povich was unable to hold on to that lead, allowing a pair of runs. A 3-run blast to Aaron, a 2-run home run to Andy Rodriguez. as it's 5-5. The first pitch to KO is bounced foul on the third base. It's nothing and one to start. Jeffrey Pasentino continues to work. Out of the bullpen, Pasentino retired all four batters he's faced. 6-7 and 8 with Mayo, Toby Welk, and then Cody Roberts to bat in this inning. The old and Mayo watches breaking ball strike. Hits the outside edge. It's nothing and two. It's an 0-for-1 day for Mayo. He got clipped by a pitch in the first inning that hit more of his health than else, but still a scary moment. As the 0-2 pitch is swung on in strike three. Three pitches. Tino strikes out his first batter. Fourth overall for Altoona pitching, and now on to Tulk.
First baseman,
Welk doubled in the third inning. Came with two outs. Bowie got consecutive base runners in that third inning with two, bring in two runs. Needed for two overall in the day. Centino puts the rubber, has a pretty open stretch, faces the third base line. First pitch, and slaps it up the line foul. It's nothing in one. As anticipated, Noah DeNoyer is warming in the bullpen for Bowie. It'll be his first Bay Sox in a little over a month, as he spent a little bit of time on the injured list. Come in and hopefully be able to toss innings for the Bay Sox. The 0-1 pitch. Side, the count goes to a ball and two strikes. It's been an intriguing for the Bowie offense here in the past 3 weeks now. Starting with the axe as the 1-1 is a late shallow right field and down for a base. Scooped by the second Nick Gonzalez and sent back to base just in case. But Welk reaches his second hit of the day. He's already eclipsed his six-game hit. And that puts a go-ahead run on base for Cody Roberts, who's over. But a trend for Bowie that they'll attack starting pitchers. Burn them out, run them down, and knock them out early. But then once they run into, a lot of times, just one particular reliever, it's a different day each night, but one particular, and it shuts down the offense for the day. As the first pitch is down and away, changeup starts to count out at 1-0. Yesterday, after a in the sixth inning by Colton Kowser, but we only got one hit over their final 12 batters. Pickoff first base is unsuccessful, and the count stays ball and a strike, or ball and no strikes, rather, for Roberts, before we continue. 2 days ago in Bowie's 7th, Connor Norby got an RBI and made it a 6-5 game as Bowie trailed 1-0. Called a strike, a little bit outside, but Robert deal with it. The count evens at 1. And Bowie got within 1 in the 6th inning and then didn't get another base hit for their final 12 batters. Here's the next. This one a hammer. Center field. Frazier's running back. He's the warning track and the wall goes. Roberts says goodbye. Go ahead. Two-run home run. Seventh of the season. And back on top. It's 7-5. 102 miles to the bat. 450 away to straightaway center field. Robert up to 37 RBI on the season. Well, you know, Adam talking a little bit earlier about Roberts and his penchant for the big. Boy, did he make it happen there. Roberts was able to get it done for Bowie. A sinker that came in just a bit low. As the pitch to John Rhodes is called from the bottom edge. It's nothing and one to start. Rhodes is 1-for-1. An infield single in the second inning. Walked in the third. Next pitch, swing and a miss. On a slider high. And nothing and two. Here's the next. Popped up. Right field. Tough play for Scott and the baseman Gonzalez. It's Gonzalez out to make the catch. That's the second out of the inning. And it goes back to the top lineup for Colton Kowser.
Center fielder, Colton Kowser.
It's a 3-for-3 to Kowser in the first pitch home. It's called strike. It's the outside edge. It's a 1. Noah DeNoyer putting up his warm-up in the bullpen as the 0-1 pitch is popped up. Out toward Jallo left, hanging up high enough for Diaz to close the gap. The left field actually almost overran it. But he gets and makes the catch to end the inning. Kowser finally retired for the first time today, but Bowie is back. A two-run home run by Cooper, his seventh of the season. And as we move to sixth, Bowie leads 7-5. Your Bay Sox baseball.
Pest
Sports Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. General pest control, termite control, control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us at www.pest.com.
It's not baseball without fireworks, and you can all win on the biggest and best at Prince George. There's no better way to cap off at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you for this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at X.com. You've got four fireworks in August to watch out for. Friday the 9th, Saturday the 20th, Friday the 6th, and Saturday the 27th. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotech will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night sight is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more calling us 570-328-1361 online, zypyrotech.com.
On to the sixth inning here at Prince George Stadium. Bowie back ahead. 5-0. Altoona was able to hit 5, but it's now 7-5. So a couple of home runs this game. We've seen 4 already. Kay Povich is calling it a day. 5 innings for Povich with 4 hit, 5 runs. He struck out 7, but 2 walks and 2 runs were really the crux of his day. Fortunately, he is in line as Noah DeNoyer takes over, and we hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much. Good to see Noah back out there as he had a big swing and a miss from Aaron Schulford, who homered his Lima, a three-run homer, and they count nothing in one as DeNoyer throws. And a fastball gets a swing and a miss for strike two. This for DeNoyer is his first outing with the Bay Sox on July the 14th against Akron. He works fresh. It's his 12th outing with Bowie this year as he throws a breaking ball and it's tapped right in back of the plate. So DeNoyer began the year working in Aberdeen. He was in 6 outings, quickly came to the Bay Sox. He's worked to a 2.2 ERA in his outings prior, 3 of which starts. And he's really had outstanding numbers. 24 hits, 41 innings, and only 9 walks. A 0.0 whip. The 0-2 pitch. And a reaching swing lifts a fly out of play to the line of the count, nothing in 2. DeNoyer had a little bit of elbow discomfort that placed him on the injured list, and you don't want to mess around with things like that. He fires and misses. Check swing the appeal, but he did not go. 1-2 here to Shackelford. As he swing and a miss, he got him on a hard-breaking ball down. Retire. Now this junior collegiate prop firing the fastball at the tune of 9 miles an hour. A non-draft free agent in 2019, so signed almost exactly 3 years ago by the Orioles. And he's been spectacular. He throws. And a fastball pop behind first, shallow right, near the lines, coming in and over, make the catch. And the powerful Andres Alvarez is tired, and there's 2 down. The Bay Sox 7-5 lead in the top of the 6th inning. First 2 games in the series ended with a final score. That's right, Houston. 7-5, each 1. So Bowie with that to stay the same here. The nobody, and he throws. And it's a cold strike with a ball in the count, nothing in 1. DeNoyer throws a curveball, a slider, but he's also got a splitter pitch and a swing and a miss over the top. In it right there. And the count is nothing in 2. That has been such a huge pitch for current closer. Last year, a Bay Sox, Felix Bautista. And DeNoyer's been a pitcher stretched out a bit here. I mean, he's averaged almost 4 innings outing with Bowie. He throws, swing and a miss and a down. I think he threw him that split again. And Scott over the strike 3. Well, Noah DeNoyer, my goodness. A quick 1-2-3-6. We go to the bottom of the 6th inning. and 5, the Bay Sox in front on the Bay Sox Big Bet Word.
A birthday bash with the Bakes is the best time at the ballpark. Friends and family out to celebrate and be the show. Dance on the dugout with Lou. Play games in the stadium. Introduce a friend in the game, and you'll even get to have them sing for you. Bay Sox birthday is an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush regions of Colombia and Brazil to real farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life and sin any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the Sea area, the Steam Fitters U.S. Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is a choice for you. For more information on the apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Pitcher, third of the night for Altoona. It's the right-hander, Bayer, to me. And here's the pitch. I love it. And it's up and inside. Ball to Connor Norby. 7-5, Bowie leads it here in the sixth. Norby Ortiz hitting. There's a lifted fly. Well hit center. On the run back, Frazier's looking up. And Norby, he done it again. Yes, sir. He's in his home run of the ball game. It's a solo shot to right center. And it's an 8-5 base lead here in the city. Oh, my. Cannot slow on Connor Norby. He is absolutely on fire. Just unbelievable. Now has 6 multi-hit games in his last 7 pitch swing and a foul. And the bat goes flying hands of Joey Ortiz. Count nothing and one. He's going to get some pine tar and try to get better grip on that bat. Now, Normie hitting the homer. He now has 11 in his time with Bowie. I believe he's got now 19. I might even be off by one. He might be up to 20 overall on the year. Jordan Westberg hit his 21st in Norfolk yesterday. Pitch. A lifted foul out of play. And the count is... Now it's here to Ortiz. What an incredible spin for Norby. Into the 0-2 pitch. And Ortiz lifts a foul straight back. Out of play off a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from this right-handed reliever named Bellamy. We'll give you a little bit more about the Bear here in a moment. I wasn't surprised when I saw Bear Bellamy was from the state of Virginia. As there's a breaking on away ball one. It is now 19 homers on the year for Norby. Now, that is talking most in the Orioles organization. Pitch and a fastball up two. Run into a guy named Bert. He's probably not from New York City, right? He wouldn't from Manhattan, would he? Hi, my name's Bear. I live on the east side in Greenwich Village. Ashton towards the middle, and it's got enough into center. A base hit out of Ortiz. You're more likely to see a guy named Bear in a town called Scottsboro, West Virginia. He's actually named John Colton. I guess John was a little too standard, but we got there in town. As here is Prieto. Pitch. And it's down low with a ball in the count. 1-1 and no. Bellamy, 20 sounding. That home run he allowed was his 13th in only 45 innings. He hit so many long balls this year. As a fastball misses inside. Ball 2. He's got a really good arm, though. The heater is in the mid-90s. That was at 94. The ball is flying out of Prince George's Stadium. The 2-0 pitch. Swing and a high pop fly. Callow's center. They were playing double play depth. Long run hitting there. The center fielder is sure to make the catch. Ortiz retreats to first. And one retired. And here's Hudson Haskins. We've seen 5 home runs this game. But we've now hit 3. Is it 2? All 5 runs via the home run. The pitch. And Haskins lifts a foul straight back out of play. Count nothing at 1. It's a 5-0 Bowie lead into the 4th. But Shackelford homer in the 4th. And then Rodriguez hit a 2-run homer for the curve in the 5th. And all of a sudden the Bay Sox were left a bit stunned. A game that was in hand was tied at 5. As there's another foul on a line back. Out of straight over the netting. Off the heater count 0-2. But Bowie has gotten the lead back via the home run. Cody Roberts did not have a hit last week against Sox. 0-for-12 with strikeouts. Well, he's put that in the mirror. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ball driven towards the alley. Center. Scott is over. It's down. Cuts it off near the edge of the track. Heading. They're going to hold in there. Ortiz. And it's second with a double. Hudson. And Bowie's in business for more. Runners at second and third. And only one down in this sixth inning. And Mayo to the plate. 2-run Roberts homer, and then the push shot from Norby for the night. Norby's got 4 RBIs tonight. Mayo. Altoona's going to bring the infield not all in, but about halfway in. All by the spin. Gonzalez is playing back. The pitch, and Mayo lifts a foul straight out of play off a high ball. Altoona has gotten the right-hander up quickly, and that is, well, the check out. Emmanuel Mejia is up and throwing in the curve pen. Here's the pitch. Up and inside, another foul. And the 0 to ball and a strike to Mayo. 8-5, the base side it, and a chance to add on more here. As Bellamy's ready, the 1. And a breaking ball cut. He threw him a hard slider, and Mayo cut through it. The count is 1-2 here. The Rams take their leads. And Bellamy delivers. Swinging a tapper foul right behind the plate. He went back after him with a foul. It was a really good pitch. Actually, right near the outer, right on it. And fought it off. He lived to see another one. And Mayo starting to get it going. He hit 2 balls, 100 miles an hour on Sunday. Hit a home run last night. 1-2 coming. And a ball bending down and away. And the count evens at 2-2. He's got such dynamic velocity. Kind of makes me think of a formula. Remember outfielder Trumbo? And Trumbo just scorched the ball. He hit it. And Mayo's got electric speed and power. The 2-2 coming. Hard ground ball foul. Boy, he really turned on that. In. And the count stays to it. And that's a pitch right there that you have a lot of bat speed to get the barrel to that. Bellamy's ready. First base out of the rubber. He throws. And it's off speed and down. Has worked the count. Now first base to Toby Welk, who's got 2 tonight, is on deck. Now we're about to see 8th pitch here. It's at bat. Runners off second and here it comes. Swing and shot, base hit into left. One run is home. Send the trail runner Haskin. A is cut off and mails around into second. It's a 2-run double. And all of a sudden, Bowie's 5-run lead is intact once more. Top 10-5. And that went here for Bellamy. A tough night for the Bear. And has 3 runs in 1 of an inning. All of a sudden, the Bay Sox have a once more. The pitcher is coming in. It is Emmanuel Mejia. Tell you about him right after this. 10-5 Bowie. Runner at second. Down in the sixth. On the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Hey, Bay Sox fans. On the Green is a proud sponsor of the Bay Sox, celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn and pest control programs with results for residential and commercial. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your care or pest control service. Indoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Website at onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, your lawn care team.
The best way to get a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Georgia Stadium. Everything from entertainment to birthday parties and even fundraising options for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can fill and have an unforgettable time. Out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-880 or going to .com.
Have broken this game open again. They have put three runs in this inning. And they may not be done yet. Runner at second, one down. Here's Toby Welk. He'll bat against the right-hander Emmanuel Mejia. As Mejia to a 5.48. This is 35th outing of the year. The bases quickly got to the Altoona starter tonight. Aaron Shortridge, he allowed 5 or 7 hits in two-thirds innings. In fact, this is the sixth scored a run in 6 trips tonight and scored more than one run in 4 of their 6 to the plate. As Welk with second after his RBI double. He delivers. And a fat line to left field. Macias is there, though. He may not have had to even move a step. And he had a high catch. Welk is swinging the bat well tonight. That was 90 miles an hour off the bat. Now to the inning, and here is Roberts who gave Bowie the lead again with his 2-run homer with 1 in the 5th. All momentum was on the side of the curve. Scored 5 consecutive runs. Tie the ball game. Pitch. And Roberts swings and misses at it. Fastball a bit down and over. And they count nothing and 1. This is good curve bullpen for the base hit. Got into them today. Passantino allowed 2. Bellamy allowing 3. 1 coming. And it's in the dirt. It's blocked with a glove. The catcher Sable, who tried to pick it and ended up just knocking it down. Mid. It bounced out in front of the plate. And Mayo, they put here. Count 1-1 to Roberts. Going to work again this week with Maverick Hanley hung by a foul ball right off his mask and had to depart 2 nights ago early in the game. Fastball outside corner. And they came to a bit of a delayed call. Looked like the right call made by Ray Valmore, home plate umpire. It just get the edge at very close. Count 1-2. And Mejia delivers. Get a miss. He got him with a slider. With it, the inning is over. So Mejia gets 2 quick outs to end the frame, but it was frame for Bowie. Norby, his second homer of the game, and the Bay Sox get 3 more runs. And we now head to the 7th. Bowie Central, 10-5, leading the Bay Sox baseball.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach ache and pulled muscles to poison ivy, there is around the corner at Patient. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. and p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drug site, and most major insurance are accepted. For routine illness injuries, Patient First is here. Patient First, the name.
Patient First, proud partner ASOX, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
When your commercial plan calls for a job done safely, time. Then your job calls for the Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen to DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local Washington, D.C. Start your trip with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. Local5plumbers.org.
baseball season winds down, that means we've got to get ready for football. Friday, September 9th, it's the Baysox football kickoff night at Prince George Stadium. Getting ready for the college season and the season, the Baysox will be giving away a special Hutchman bobblehead. Remember, Adley played ball before he joined the Orioles. It's a bobblehead for the first 750 fans 18 and up. So be sure to join the Baysox football kickoff night on Friday, September. Get your tickets at Baysox.com.
So we head to the top of the seventh inning. Back to work, Noah DeNoyer. It's 8-9-1 to bat here for Alpha. Bowie's got a 10-5 lead here tonight. As DeNoyer, who was really dominant in the sixth, when you go this in any sport, it's not just physically full. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike on the outs. 95 miles an hour. I mean, you just cannot wait to get back and get after it. As there's a ground base hit, Macias goes deep, and he singles into a leadoff hit. Yeah, now Matt Frazier will start. Good job by Macias against that kind of velo. Another fastball outer half, and he just hit it the up. It's a great piece of hitting. A ground ball single to right. Here is Matt Frazier. Left center fielder's had a good day defensively, but over to the plate tonight. The DeNoyer has come back, and he loses a ground ball foul at first. I thought he was throwing that to get the strikeout late in six, but actually, after asking, I think that was the DeNoyer curve. He's just threw it at 80 miles an hour. Had a good curve tonight. He throws. And a fastball up and away. And the count evens here with a ball and strike. DeNoyer, the stuff. I mean, once again tonight, he's throwing 95 miles an hour with great regularity. 1-1. And a ground ball near first. Foul outside of the bag. Hulk tracked it down with a count 1-2. He's got some tricks in his bag. I guess the way to put it, he's not a one-trick, right? He's not just a guy that throw that fastball, commands it pretty well, and he's got some off-speed repertoire throws, and it's off the outside of the heater. And the count 2-2, Frazier. The Bay Sox have a 10-5 lead in the seventh inning. 2-2. And the dirt, and Roberts can't find a way. And Macias is into second on the wild pitch. And now the count is all here, 3-2. Right now, Povich, even though he allowed 5 runs in 5 innings, he is in line to win. Would be his first double-A. Well, Roberts is going to talk to DeNoyer here. Try to get on the same page. Now with a runner at second, he can peer in and see the signs here. Infield back, but he's out. Runner at second. And giving up one run here is not the world. You want to stay away from inning. Now let's see what does here. 3-2 to the Knight. Frazier. Pitch. Swing and a lift. He threw him a little steer. And it's flying near the left. And the catch made by Mitchell. That was either the slider or the splitter. And it was fly down the line and left. Haskin comes over to make the catch. That's a big. Now there's one here. And now back to the top. Here's the shortstop, Jared Triola. And Triola's been really good hitter in this series. He's 0-3, but 5-11 in the series. He's got 3 consecutive multi-hit games. And then with an open stance, and he fastball up high, ball one. Triola was drafted in the second round, the supplemental portion of the second round of the 2018 draft out of the University of Houston. He was the 72nd pick of that draft. The Orioles had it right around that at supplemental second round. As now the 1-0. Swing line to right. It's dipping down a sit. Macias had to wait up. He'll stop at third. As Rhodes get in with a nice throw to the cutoff man. And runners are at the corners. And now Nick Gonzalez, a former rounder, will bat. Here with one in this seventh. 10-5 Bowie leading. The Bay Sox, not the Bay Sox, the Orioles, I say, had the pick in front of the in that draft. So Triolo went 72nd. Who did the Orioles take? Well, they took 2021 Bay star, current Baltimore Orioles outfielder, Kyle Stowers. Hopefully gets it going off with Baltimore here soon. Orioles are leading 2-1 right now through Fox over the White Sox. And Stowers is in the lineup tonight. He's playing, it appears, almost other night right now. Here's the pitch. Swing after foul fly out of play right off of a fastball on top of the zone. And that's nothing in one here to Gonzalez. Check that. I actually got the box score from last night. Stowers might actually be in the lineup here today. We'll have to check. He wasn't in the lineup last night. And it's off the outside. And the count evens 1-2. And how wrong he is. He's 0 for 2 tight. Big opportunity for Altoona, who have been battling from behind throughout the evening. Runners to the corners, and a ball driven in the air deep. Center field, cows are going back. Broom, Gonzalez has hit a three-run home run that again has got a nerve right back into the game. It's a 10-8. And the former Furter with an up blast to right center. And it's a two-run ball game. The curve will not go away. All eight of their runs have come via the... They have hit 2 3-run homers in the game. And here's Andy Rodriguez, a homer his last time up as DeNoyer gets ahead with a break. Strike one. DeNoyer, rookie second inning of work after the one at 1-2-3 first. Wilson misses down low. The count evens 1-1. We got ourselves a ball again in the seventh pitch. Fastball in there on the outside. Count 1-2. There's so much power in this Altoona. They've got three guys in the lineup, 19 or more homers this year. This batter pitch just drives it down the line and left, but foul. Curling out of play. In fact, right offense that is behind the elevated perch in which the curve bullpen sits him. The homer tonight for Rodriguez was the 8th of the year between IA and AA. Shackelford's got 24, and Alvarez got 19. Swinging a pitch in the dirt, and it went too far. Strike three. Got a hard breaking ball down. The second out of the inning. Strikeout for DeNoyer. There's two down, and here's the left-handed hitting Blake Sable. I was wondering if DeNoyer would... shorter outing tonight. Once again, been kind of a piggyback start this year at times. He has averaged right around innings an outing. He's in his second inning of work. Nobody's warm. Here's the pitch. And Sable takes down low. And they count ball in no strikes. DeNoyer still yet to throw 30 pitches. In fact, this next offering will be his 30th pitch. First outing for DeNoyer since July the 14th. He threw well that night, went on the injured list following. 1-0 coming. There's a high drive, but foul. And out of play off to the left. And the count evens here 1-1. Think of where Bowie in this game if they just gave up solo homers. Three homers have brought home 8 Altoona runs. Pitch, fastball in there at the belt on the inside. And the count 2. Right on the corner. The DeNoyer from the stretch. First base set of the rubber. He throws. Breaking ball. Got him. Even a miss over the top. And the inning's over. Run homer off the bat of Nick Gonzalez. His 5th of the year in his 52nd game played. And it's a curve back in it. Our sweet 10. Altoona at stretch time. Bottom of the set. Upcoming on Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Ball is a game of specialists, bakers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest.
Specialists also have Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain and keep premiums down. That's learn more, connect with your agent. Visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn team providing professional organic care programs for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program for par quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for each toughest lawns. On the Green also has outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and indoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to ongreeninc.com.
Gear and memorabilia from your favorite players and future stars of the Orioles at the Tackle Box Tier. Jerseys, hats, autographed balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com. The Tackle Box is the only place best BaySox gear for you and fam. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
One in offense, slugfest we got tonight. Bowie's on the eight. It's 9-1-2 to bat, and the owner has really done it tonight for Bowie. Rhodes, though, batting is at eight as well. Mejia, who faced two batters, got two outs, delivers. And the first pitch is, I believe, a called strike. They called it a ball. Checked on it away. Count one ball and it's. Mejia's ready. He throws. And a fastball down low for ball two. Rhodes sing and scored in the inning on Connor Norby's sack fly to right. He's walked in the game. That was a big down pitch. And it's high, ball three. But Bowie's doing right. They just ton of base runners. And they have scored in all but one inning tonight. And here we are in the seventh inning. The 3-0 to Rhodes. And it's in there at the knee. A fastball at 95 an hour on the outside part of the eight count, 3-1. A Bowie win, Erie loss would put the Bay Sox in first place in the division. And a breaking ball, big ball four. Rhodes at the second walk of the night. Colton Kauser is 3-for-4 this evening. Well played. He's hit two balls left. And then one to serve for his hits. He flied out to left as well. So really taking the ball the other way. And they're trying to butt in. As now, Seton Altoona is getting a righty up and loose. Tanaj Tana traded for the Cleveland Indians. Now Guardians organization. And Tanaj Thompson, say, is up and throwing in the pen. Drew Bennis out to Tomahia here. Final two outs of the inning. He retired both end days. It's an eight ball game. Bowie leads it. He's seven. Hard to believe it's 10-8-7. No one scored more than three runs in an inning. We just seen too many easy innings tonight. Been a tough night to pitcher. Well, Kauser will stand. Now, they've been trying to bust him in. As the pitch, and it's offside, ball one. Infield, a double play depth. Norby's got his in four driven in. He's on decks. It has been these two. What a duo Bowser and Norby have been at the top of the box order for this sec year. 1-0 coming. This is away, ball two. It was a five-pitch walk that allowed Rhodes first. And now two in a row out of the zone. Those six of seven have missed the plate for Mejia to begin the seventh. He throws. Swing drive. It's another Kauser hit. Rhodes will turn second for Brenda. And the throw's into second. Gets to the infield. Kauser's going second now. And he's there. So it's good on the throw. On the fourth hit of the night off the bat of Colton Kauser, another opposite single. And the air on Macias, the left fielder, on the track into the infield. It went rolling through the infield. And a great job. The first baseman Shackelford had to gather it in. Heads up play. Shackelford made a slam play to keep it from foul ground and keeping Rhodes from scoring, but he's able to get second. And that's going to do it. In league for Mejia, they're going to take him out. Runners at second and third, and they're only, well, there's nobody out. And Norby will bat against the neighbor in Thomas when we on the Bay Sox Baseburg.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, best time at the ballpark. Bring your friend family out to celebrate and be the star. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play in the stadium, introduce a batter in the, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience. Prince George's Stadium, calling 301-64-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscle to poison ivy, care is a runner at Patient First. Walk in a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are accepted. Routine illnesses and injury. Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Hawks. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Now the Bay Sox continue to have their foot firmly planted on the gas pedal tonight as Bowie leads 10-8. Altoona's not away, but the Bay Sox begins to extend upon that lead here after Colton Kowser's fourth of the night. Three of them to left field for the left-handed bat. And runners are at second and third. Nobody out. Here is Norby, who has homered twice and driven home four of the game. And he'll face a new pitcher tonight. Thomas, 4 with a 3.07 ERA in 32 outings. Throwing right-hander from Freeport of the Bahamas. As he sets righty throwing, and he sends with a fastball up and inside. Ball one. Bay Sox have a ball to the Bahamas as well originally. That being Adam Hall. Was born in the Bahamas but grew up in Canada. 1-0. Norby swings and lets a full hit to right. Scott back on it. He'll make the catch of the entering track. And tagging to switch up to third. Kowser hits a 5 RBI for Connor Norby. And the Bay Sox have him to 8 lead. That's what you're going to do there. A deep ball out. His second sack fly of the game. And Bowie gets a big insurance. And Altoona will bring the infield in. I'll let our score. Runner at one down. As this is ready to go. Pitch to Ortiz. And a breaking strike. It started up and in. And it cut down. Right play to the count. Nothing and one. And a fastball. Ooh, for a strike. That had side corner. And it's 0-2. The Bowie wins. And Erie loses. Then the Bay Sox will be in first place in the Southwest Division. The 1-2 count. Swing and a pop-up on the up the first baseline. In halfway between the first bag and the plate. Shackelford make the catch. And in a game that's had so many runs, that's a big out. As now the Eagle can back up. A runner's at third down. And Cesar Priant can come to the plate. Folks, we got good news. Harrisburg has won for a second night at home against Erie. So the Bay Sox will have a one-game lead in the division. 5-2 the final there. Here's the pitch. And it's in there on the outside corner for strike one here to the left-handed Higato. The other game we're watching is Akron. They are down Richmond, and Akron's winning in the ninth, 5-2. They're four games back. As a swing and a miss through a fastball on the outside, right on the edge of the bat, nothing at two. Darcy and a runner at third, two down, 11 Bowie, bottom of the seventh. Prieto looking for his first hit of the night as Thomas delivered. And a breaking ball. Did Sable hang to it? He did not. It was felt the edging of his mitt. Look like a juggler who needs a job tomorrow. as it just precipitously trickled out of his grasp and down to the ground. And nothing in two. Here's at a ground ball chop. The tough backhanding play. Beautifully done, Trillo. And he throws out Prieto. That was an outstanding defensive play on a tough chopper that Triolo had on the short backhands while they get the out of the inning zone. Bowie does get a big insurance run. And we're on the 8th. 11-8, the Bay Sox lead. DeNoyer back for his third inning when we return on Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Get the at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are mediation night. Purchase a box seat with a proof of service and you'll only price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday. And it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with beer specials throughout the year. And music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, no doubt that it is important for you to have best trained and most qualified people for you. Members of Steamfitters U602 provide the highest level AC, mechanical, and special services to the various customers we serve. For more information on services we provide and for a list of coming hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
At DCA Extends, we provide a tenured team of office professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to dock security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give the imaging a call, 301-571021, or find out more about how we can help you at DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, technology made easy.
To the eighth inning we go. Wild one for Bowie. The Bay Sox have to put their nose into the Southwest Division race. 21 more games to play after tonight. Regular season. Bowie 11, Altoona 8. And here with the this eighth inning is Matt Sabatas.
Noah DeNoyer back to work. Thank you so much, Adam, as he fires the first in Shackelford. It misses a bit outside. Noah to open it up. It'll be 5-6 in the Altoona lineup with Shackelford, then Perez and Connor Scott. Next pitch. It misses just down, and the count goes to 2-0. Well, it was the front home run that's been rearing its head over the course of this series, it feels like. Of the four home runs that Altoona has hit to comprise all of their last few runs, three of them have been the three-run for next pitch to Shackelford, misses well outside ball, 3-0 to open. Neuer continues to work on 30 pitches so far. The 3-0 is wide. A four-pitch walk to open the inning. Not a pretty start, and the walks burned Cade Povich. In his five innings, he walked two batters and both scored on a pair of home runs. Had one in the fourth inning, a three-run blast by Shackelford, and then a two-run blast by Andy Rodriguez in the fifth. So walk here leads to Andres Alvarez, who's 0-for-3 on the day. Alvarez popped out to the shortstop in the fourth inning. He flew out to his last time up. First pitch in, and the pitch misses. It's 1-0 to start. But DeNoyer dealing with a little bit of elbow discomfort from a hand that sidelined him for just a bit over a month before making a rehab in the FCL and then with High A Aberdeen. Didn't have the cleanest of outings with Aberdeen as she is a curveball called for strike bottom edge. It's 1-1. But those Astros affiliates can hammer times, and DeNoyer allowed 5 in just 3 innings, allowed 4, but still struck out 6 in walk a batter. The 1-1 here is swung down and away, and it's a ball in 2. And Edmure does have a three-run cushion to work with. But again, those three-run home runs have been so dastardly against Bowie just in the last, not even 48 hours, 24 hours than that. We've seen plenty. The 1-2. Swing is for strike 3. Slider down away. Ate up a little bit of dirt, but with base occupied, Alvarez can't go anywhere. That is already the fifth strikeout to Neuer in the 12th overall for Bay Sox pitching. Great run today. Now here's Connor, surprised three of the strikeouts. He got caught looking in the second inning. He struck it in the fourth and in the sixth. Righty on lefty as DeNoyer and Scott squares, but the pitch isn't dirt. He got back on it as that low sinker. Starts it out at 1-0. An incredible day up Bridgewater as Summers, New Hampshire battle. Matt Sauer, a pitcher that gave a little bit of trouble earlier, picked apart the Fisher. As the 1-0 to Scott here, Miss Ryan gets off of the catcher's glove, goes back to Green. That'll be a watch the second already today by Dano, puts a runner into scoring position. That's the count to 2 balls and no strikes. Sauer struck out 17 batters from Somerset today. Did not allow a run until the sixth inning. But the offense hasn't given him much to work with. Somerset only leads 2-1 in the ninth contest. He leads 11-8 here, the 2-0. Another square. This time it's strike. As that fast pains side, Scott pulled back. And the count to 2-1. A final up at Canal Pacrin. The Rubber Ducks able to take down 5-2. That does not buoy too much, but if they can hold on to the current lead, then they're not too worried. As the next is swung on and missed. From behind, 2 ball strikes. DeNoyer has run it even at... And then the other four that Bowie keeps their eye on out of Erie, and they've just gone final. Harrisburg, the Senators, pick second consecutive win. 5-2 over the Seawolves. As the 2-2 pitch is outside, sets it full. DeNoyer has pitched well with runners in scoring position. Bowie this season, opponents at just a 158 clip. They've got a decent shift on here to Andrew Scott, but with a run second and only one out. Popped up, foul. Third base side, it gets out of play. Days. Most of this game, just the fit has almost slugged. Which is that heavy mist and hard air that has just sat on since that pop-up shower of a storm that came through on 5 o'clock. Another 3-2 to Scott. Swing and a miss, strike three. Breaking ball down for her. He's up to 6 strikes. 13 overall, Bay Sox pitching. And now it is Fabricio Macias.
32, Lowbridge.
1-for-3 day for Macias. Single and a run scored in the seventh inning. He struck out in the fourth. Blew out center field in the second. First pitch into him is fouled off to the right. Nothing in one. Bowie does get some little help warming in their bullpen. Connor Lowbridge warms. Tanner will have a save opportunity. Unless Bowie makes a little more runs on the board in the bottom. All depends. As DeNoyer sets at the waist, fires the 0-1 to Macias, and breaking ball called for strike just above the letters. Call it close, but call it fair. It's nothing in two. In the bottom of the eighth, we have Haskin, Mayo, and Welk to bat. As DeNoyer looks for his 7th strike, 2. Popped him up, foul. Right side and out of play. Count stays. That was the 50th pitch for DeNoyer, and again, as he's coming back from a brief injury stint, the most he threw out of his 2 rehab appearances was only 53. So I imagine they don't want to stretch him too much. But he had gotten as high as 80 with Bowie at one point. When he was starting role, he threw 81 against 5 innings back in July. Here's the 0-2 to Macias. Swing and a first strike three. Did 7 strikeouts over 3 innings of relief. Strands are second and sends us to the bottom of the eighth. Bowie leads 11-8. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game, group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Entertaining clients to birthday parties, fundraising opportunities for your team. The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for at unbeatable rates. With plenty of options, suites, seats, and decks on the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-880 or going to baysox.com.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services for residential and commercial pest control needs. Now, for general pest control, term control, mosquito control, and all pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-81-8300. Visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
From bug bite burns, fevers to and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner and first. Walk in to see a doctor m to 10 p.m. every day of the x-rays, lab tests, and prescriptions are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Georgia Stadium tomorrow. Bay Sox look on to the win with Altoona. The great night. T-shirt package have just closed, but still time to get out to the ballpark with a Grateful Dead band and themed fireworks as well. So get your tickets at BaySox.com. As we move to the bottom of the eighth, Prince George, Bowie leads 11-8. Tanaj tops back to work, his first full inning of relief. He fires a pitch down and away, fastball to Hudson Haskin, starting us out at home. It'll be 5-6 and 7 in the Bowie lineup. Haskin, Mayo, Welk. It's a 2-for-4 day for Hudson. He doubled his last time up. As they play him mostly straight up on the infield, the 1-0 pitch, Haskin inside, has a fastball too far in at 95, two balls, no strikes. Top tired all three batters he needed to face in the seventh inning. Emmanuel Mejia took on the seventh and didn't out against the first two, the 2-0 to Haskin. Ball at 97, really looked like it could have hit the Haskin, gets away with it to set it at 3-0. Pops his glove up to the chin as he sets in 5-0. It's called a strike. The lower outside corner, and it's 3-1. But may he be able to go two-thirds of an inning, allowed a run. As the 3-1 pitch is called a strike. Nice ball. Till it came right down Broadway after a little bit. And it sets full now on Haskin after he started ahead. Three balls and no strikes. Pitch in from Thomas. A reach on a low slider, and it's towards center field. Second base, Dallas will camp under it and make catch. Askin really had to go a long way down to get that one. And now here's Kobe Mayo. Mayo 1-for-3 day. First pitch to him is called a strike. Slider to the outside corner. It's 2-1. Four in a row to Thomas out of the gate. Of course, allowed the inherited run to score on the sacrifice fly by Connor. The 0-1 pitch launches another breaking ball called for strike on the edge. Nothing at two. Connor looks still loosening for Bowie in the bullpen, so he'll up with the ninth to try and earn a save. But Bowie could make it a non-save situation if they get one more run. The 0-2 pitch down and away. Fastball misses to set it at all on two strikes. Mayo had the 2-RB sixth inning that knocked Bear Bellamy out of the game. Well, I was thinking to myself when Bellamy had come in, too, he's going to have a tough time in this series. A 2-pitch is bounced foul, third base side, count stays. Bellamy has been so homer-prone that he leaves the Altoona bullpen and is allowed. And the first batter he faced took him deep. Connor Norby, low shot to center. It was the 13th that Bellamy had given up here. Another 1-2 pitch to May is swung on and missed for strike three. Facing on a changeup outside. Strikeout for Tanaj Thomas today. Just the sixth overall for Alton. Three of them have actually come in, but two gone here in the eighth. Thomas, all five batters he's faced. Here's Toby Welk. First pitch to him. Changeup starts to count out. No. Tom has a lot under his belt this season. 32 appearance, second most out of the bullpen for Altoona. It's the next. His swing on and miss down. Ball and a strike here. Elk. Coming off appearances in the Harrisburg series that both held, combined 3 2/3. Struck out, 3, walked 1. Welk swings and misses on the 1-1 pitch down and away, and it's a ball and two strikes now. 11-8, Bowie leads in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three outs away from picking up their second consecutive win. Connor Lopridge will try for the save. As the 1-2 pitch comes in, Welk watches down and away. Two ball strikes. And again, a duly important win now for Bowie. The final did come through from Harrisburg earlier in this inning. Three falls for the second consecutive. Bowie has a chance to move full possession of first place. The 2-2, late swing and a foul. Eventually come right down Broadway, but Welk with that late hack on it. Couldn't count stays even at two balls and two strikes. Thomas is Altoona all season. That pitch is down and away, and it runs. He spent all of last season without Greensboro. Pittsburgh has been doing similar to what Baltimore has been. It kind of promote coaching staffs as units in some of the same ways the players get promoted from high A to double A to triple A. Kyron Madison drew at high A last year. The 3-2 pitch, missed for strike three. Thomas comes out of the bullpen and retires six consecutive batters. Ends it with two strikeouts. But as we go to the top of the ninth, Bowie has a three-run lead to Nurk, a chance for their second consecutive win. Bay Sox, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
There's plenty going in the ballpark on Saturday, August 27th. Boo hosting a special tribute to Negro League Baseball, as well as an exhibit presented by the Josh Gibson Foundation with special artifacts from the Hall of Fame, as well as the Bay Sox huge tug event featuring dozens of construction, excavation, emergency vehicles, and trucks for all fans to enjoy and interact with exhibits as well. Begins at 4:30 and is going to run till 6:30 ahead of the 6:35 game. It's all presented this utility and comes your way on a busy Saturday 27th, so get your tickets at BaySox.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Hall of Fame and Museum in Kingstown. See treasures that will bring your baseball life. Connect with events shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown. Your journey becomes legend.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Hitters, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
It's always nice to have you along for the broadcast. And boy, has tonight been an interesting night to say the least. Atlas Boobies ahead as they lead in a game that has seen a combined 6 home runs, 3 for each side. Bowie, 11-8, with a chance to move into sole possession of first place. As the Bay Sox make a pitch, they bring out Connor Lowbridge to try and log a save in this fun game. Noah DeNoyer done for the day. 3 innings for DeNoyer. He allowed 3 hits and 3 runs all. Struck out 7, believe. Walked only 1 and allowed a home run. As Lowbridge takes over, he'll face off against 9-1 in the Altoona lineup, starting with Matt Frazier. Frazier 0 for 3 in the day, 2 flyouts to left, he also grounded out to second base. After him, it'll be Jared Lowe and Nick Gonzalez. First pitch in, and it misses down and inside, 1-0 to open. Connor Lope, to 6'3", 215-pound hander, traded over from Pittsburgh in 2020 for cash considerations. On the season for Bowie, he's made 25 of 1-0 pitch as a curveball called for the outside edge. It's 1-1. A 1-1 Lopech, a 4.82 ERA, 61 and 2/3 innings with 63 strikeouts and 25. The 1-1 pitch misses inside, skims a little bit, and the count goes to 2 strike. 10 home runs Lopech this season, and he is coming off in Somerset that saw him allow 2 runs on 5 hits innings. He struck out 4. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on, it's down. Set the count even at 1, a great curveball. But that was the first appearance that Lowbridge had allowed more than 1 run in any capacity since June. Earlier this homestand. That's the kind of run that he's been on. As the 2 pitch is swung on and missed for 3. Breaking ball. Lands softly on home plate, so Cody Ross has to pick it up and send to first. Sit there in time, and Lope starts his day with a strikeout. That's 15 strikeouts for the Bay Sox staff this evening. Literal finishing a feast or famine when you strike out 50ers but allow 8 runs on 7 hits with all the home runs allowed. But still, Lopech's run has been the best of the season of Bay Sox relievers as the pitch to Jared Triolo is fouled off right. It's nothing in one. Even when you factor in his 2 runs allowed on against Somerset, since the start of June, Lopech has 17 appearances and a 1.80 ERA. The 0-1 pitch, check swing on a slider, called for strike on the lower outside quickly, nothing in 2. It's a 1-4 day for Triolo. He's singled in 7th inning. Bowie leading 11-8 in the top of the 9th inning, trying to win their second consecutive game. Mild shift on for the righty in the breaking ball, down swing, Triolo held off, count to a ball and 2 strikes. Lopech's strikeout to walk ratio in this span has been as well. 41 strikes, 14 walks. And remember, home runs he's allowed 8 of them just in those first 2 months of the season. Since the start of June, he's only allowed 2. That's why you can't take the full pitching line at value. The 1-2, check swing, fastball, he pulled off, more of a flinch. Sets it even at 2, just missed. Altoona does not have a base hit since Gonzalez's 3-run home run that made it 10-8. But we got an insurance run, and now the 2-2 swing, and just a piece hits off of the catcher. Might have chest protector there of Cody Roberts. count stays even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, very calm night here at Prince George. Unfortunately, the rain passed us by just for first pitch. And another 2-2 here. Gone and missed for strike three. Perkins-esque slider from Connor Loprich to bring out a bit of Shelton. That one, 2 whole feet of horizontal break to the other side. Pretty much across the entire plate, Polo was caught swinging. 16 strikeouts for Bay Sox pitching, and there's Nick Gonzalez. First pitch, and he out toward right field. This could end the game. Backs up, he camps, and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. Connor Loprich, a perfect ninth inning save, and Bowie is back on top of the Southwest Division. 11-8 win over Tuna Curve. Lots to talk about on what was a wild game here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie had a 5-0 lead, lost the entire lead to 10-5, and only a 2-run lead late, actually 1-3. My goodness, that was a... We've got plenty to discuss, though, post-game, so stick around. We've got more play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, to feel your best. This will take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Ann Arbor Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. Document creation, output devices, and workflow to document security and understand people print. Not give DCA Imaging a call, 357-7101, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich coffee beans from the lush mountain Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farm's new sweet coffee machines grind those rich coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value, see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discount suite rentals, special access to the Diamond Restaurant, and a free members collect your first home game of the year. Get back now by calling 301-64-4865. We're heading online to baysox.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay post-game show. Let's get to the ballpark with Matt Savali.
Well, that was a biz win, to put it in simple terms, for the Bowie Bay Sox. That's all that matters at the column as a W. As we get rolling with Bay Sox post from Prince George's Stadium, Matt Sabatis with Park and Bowie following an 11-8 for the Bay Sox over the Altoona Cot to discuss recapping this game. Around the Eastern League, check in on some of the other teams in the EL and then the organization as a whole. Of course, a big win for will help them out in the Southwest Division at the end of the night. But first, we recap this one. So that means we're going all the way back in time to the faraway land of 6:40 p.m. when we came home from Kate Povich to Jared Triolo. There was a bit of rain in the area that hampered the start time. Not much. It was only 5 minutes late, so you could a delay, but there was definitely a bit of a slight hold. I wanted to get a little fresh dirt in the warm back around the bullpens to make sure that everything was just going to be as safe as. But they got it going, and Kate Povich, a perfect first inning with 2 flyouts and a strike. And in the bottom of the first, against Aaron Short, Golden Couser led off with a single, and he instantly gave Bowie the lead. Now the 2-pitch to Norby. And he belts it out right center field. This one going a long way. Frazier's at the warning track. He's at the ball. And it's gone. Connor Norby's goodbye. His 10th double-A home run is a 2-run first. 2-0 Bowie. But add on to that a little bit later. Kay Povich had to work around 2 base runners in the second inning by shooting out a pair and getting a pop out. Bowie got him back. Bottom of the second. John Rhodes and Colter each collected base hits with only one out. And Connor Norby, second at bat, or seventh rather, in his second, got in a second, well, a third run. The 2-2 to Norby is lifted out toward deep right field. Scott Engel, he'll have a play on it, but this should score the run. Scott makes the catch, tags and scores. Kowser goes to third, and it's 3-0 Bowie. So already two innings in, and Norby with 3-0 as the Bay Sox were building a lead. Gabe Povich with a perfect third inning, and in the bottom of the third, the Bay Sox got it. With two quick outs in Shortridge, he looked like he was finally set. That just wasn't meant to be. A double and two walks loaded the bases for Clinton Kowser to really push Bowie.
And here's the pitch. Swinging lighter towards center, it's shallow, in under, hey, it's down, a base hit, home, turning third and scoring is Roberts, and the Bay Sox have a 5-0, and Kowser's got three more hits on the night.
Now, there were a couple of different high-quality performances that you could take from today's game. Connor Norby and Kowser were definitely the headline, because we're still not going to hear the rest of Colton Kowser on this one. But it was 5-0 Bowie, and it seemed as if that would have been enough for them to cruise to an victory. But as it became, that wasn't the case. Altoona started to chase. It started in the top of the fourth inning when Andy Rodriguez led off with a walk. Blake Sable singled, and Aaron Shackleford, he took Cade Povich deep.
Deep fly ball out to center. Curveball drilled way back and heading out of here. Just like that, the curve are back in this ball game. Shackleford was that off-speed pitch was right down the middle and crushed it.
Three-run blast for Airford made it a two-run game. And Bowie went down in order in the fourth against reliever Jeffrey Pasentino. Tuna got back to work in the fifth. After two outs from Cade Povich, he walked Nick Gonzalez. The walk and instantly burning Bowie the last couple. It seemed that just about everyone that hadn't on base from that free pass has come home to score one way or the other. And when Andy Rodriguez tied in the earlier rains that fell before. Another 1-2 pitch is a curveball belt to deep left field. Haskins run. He's still going, looking for the wall. He hops, and it's gone. Game-tying two-run home run for Andy Rodriguez. Bowie led thing, and it's 5-5. So a 5-0 lead vaporized on just two swings, and the Bay Sox to get their offense going again after Pasentino had retired all four batters out of the pen. He opened the bottom of the fifth pad with a strikeout, but then Toby went that streak with a single to right field. He put Bowie back ahead for good. Here's the next. This one a hammer toward deep center field. Frazier's running back. He's at the warning track and the wall. There it goes. Cody Roberts says hi. A go-ahead two-home run for his seventh of the season, and Bowie's back on top. It's 7-5. So a two-rush for Bowie as they were able to load DeNoyer in the sixth inning, coming in on a piggyback. He retired the side in order in the sixth. Bottom of the sixth, two-pitcher on, Bear Bellamy. He leads Luna in home runs allowed with 12 out of the bullpen. Ballpark was not a particularly good idea. Connor Norby instantly showed him why.
Norby's in Prieto batting. There's a lifted well hit right center. On the run, back, still going, looking up. And Norby, has he done it again? Yes, sir. He's in his second home run of the ball game. It's a solo shot out to right center. And it's an 8-5 base lead here in the sixth.
So while Bowie had seen their 5-run lead instantly, they got a 3-run lead right back. And four batters later, Kobe Mayo collects RBI double to rebuild that all the way up to 5. It's in a funny little bit of... In the 7th inning, Altoona get another 3-run home run. This one off Gonzalez, bringing it back down. 2-run lead. Fortunately, Bowie, a sacrifice fly by Norby in the 7th, capping a 5 RBA for the designated hitter, give Bowie the 11 edge. And after that, well, both sides really quieted down in the 8th and 9th. Well, nobody got a hit. Noah DeNoyer with his day with 7 strikeouts. Bowie order in the 8th, and Connor Loprich came on. First two batters and got a quick finish. His 5th save. 16 strike Sox pitching, and now here's Nick Gonzalez. Pitch, and he muscles it out toward right field. This could end the game. Rhodes back amps and makes the catch. The Bowie Bay Sox are once again. Connor Loprich, a perfect 9th inning for the save. Bowie is back on top of the Southwest Division. An 11-8 win over the Altoona. So your final box score. Altoona scores 8 runs on 7 hits. Error. They left on 3. Bowie 7 runs on 14 hit error. They left on 8. And Bowie is always capable of so many teams at the end of the day. Cade Povich picks up the win. It's his first double A. He moves to 1-0. Jacintino takes the loss. He falls to 2. Connor Loprich the save in 2022. 2 hours and 51 minutes in front of a paid at Prince George's Stadium of 1,587. With the loss, it falls to 558-58 on the year, a two-game losing streak, as they're now 29-31. With the win, Bowie moves one game under 500, 58-9, a two-game winning streak. They're 33-27 when playing at home. Bowie moves to 31-17 on the season in the second half, to be specific, while Altoona falls to 25-22. I've already spoiled it a couple of times before we even start our scoreboard segment. Bowie fortunate to have an Erie Seawolves loss. They're back in first place, but there were, while a win is very nice, there was an opportunity to make this just an outright demolition, and I feel like Bowie needs to ensure that they don't get complacent after a win like 4-2.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing is two teams that have an equal lineup, and it has been offensive fireworks for the first 3 days of this series, and frankly for Altoona, they got to be shaking their heads. You score 8 runs, and you lose a ball tonight. For the Bay Sox, we'll have to see Bowie go into what appears to be their biggest series in Erie next week. And the worry was the Bay Sox were facing a really good Altoona team this week. Although Erie was on the road, they were facing a Harrisburg team. Harrisburg the first two of the first three of that series. And now the Bay Sox, for the first time in a long time, in the horse race, Bowie's got their nose ahead. Got a one-game lead with 21. I do think it is important that the Bay Sox take a lead in the division race going on the road, whether it's a game or two, it's big. And, obviously loved Povich to not give up the tumors, but congrats to him getting his double-A win. He's had an outstanding season overall. And for the Bay Sox, their offense is just at a different right now. Norby and Kerr are a 1-2 punch that is really unlike any other.
And this is a nice kind of been holding on to, too. I'm surprised I didn't even bring it up this season or this game. In the second half, Joey Ortiz is still kind of flying under the radar for this. Four hits total in the second, and Norby Orkhauser do.
Sure,
so it's a 1-2-3 punch. You get him at that front jab, then that right hook, pretty dizzy. Ortiz will just knock him with a single up the middle, two-run home run. Who cares? Bowie's right.
And Ortiz might be the best defensive league. I mean, so there's so much going for this Bay Sox team, and we'll just see. It's hard to go out and 7-11, this amount of runs every evening, but just seems like this Bay Sox team can do it.
Talk about as we continue with Bay Sox postgame, and we'll break right now first. We'll get back, though. We are building a little bit of the scoreboard around the league, but, boy, there's a lot to talk about on the farm, too, so be sure to stick around and has to say about what's going on, because it's going pretty well. We're back after this. Bowie takes down Altoona. And, hey, you're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's or Invisalign aligners, anyone the smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's leading honest right here in the D.C. area, we love Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. RADsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
The Bay Sox are calling all deadheads to make their way out to Prince George's Stadium on Friday, August 26th, Grateful Dead Night. With special music all night throughout the game, it'll culminate Grateful Dead-themed fireworks show to cap the evening. Purchase a special package ticket will receive an edition Bay Sox Grateful Dead T-shirt collaboration and a ticket to the game. So be sure to get there Friday, August 26th. It's Grateful Dead Night at the ball. More at BaySox.com.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and drugs are on site, and most major plans are accepted. For routines and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Final time, George's Stadium, as we continue with Bay's game. Matt Sabatis and Adam Pohl alongside. Following an 11-8 win, Bowie over the Altoona curve. Their second win puts them into a series of 2-1. And at the moment, we do have a lead in the homestand. Bowie would really like to secure a winning 5 wins against 4 losses at the moment. But as we focus on the league right now, we do have pretty much every other final to tell you about. Doesn't look like it is still in action. Bowie did go a little bit late at 2:51. Side note, how awesome is it that 2:51 is a little bit late? But rolling through some of these scores, Binghamton on Reading 7-3 today. A 6th was most of the damage there after they had been walked off last night. Oh, I just missed. Somerset in New Hampshire extended into the 10th inning. New Hampshire tied the game at 2 at the top of the 9th. And they rallied for 2 in the 10th, so they're 2 outs away. Shocking the Patriots on that one. Sauer, the hot prospect for Somerset that really picked apart when they faced off against Sourdough when the Bays were dealing with Somerset. I know he put together a good day. 11 strikeouts. That was nothing compared to today. Sour struck out 17 New Hampshire Cats over the course of 7. He would have been in line for the win, but of course gone to the 10th, so you know how that ended up. The chance to maybe win that game. Portland shuts out Hartford for the second consecutive, I believe. 9-0 the final. Trevor Story on a rehab assignment. Boston picked up a double two-run home run. It was first with the AA club there. Akron takes down Richmond 5-2. 3 runs in the first, and that was pretty much the day. And then the story that, of course, matters most to Bowie. Erie and Harris. The Senators put on 2 runs in the 5th and then 3 runs in the 6th on Erie 5-2. So as the Seawolves fall to 30-18 in the second half and Bowie into 31-17, the Bay Sox are back in sole possession of first. Akron stays in pace as the Rubber Ducks are now 27-21. They are 4 games out of first place, still in third overall. Altoona, with the loss today, loses a full game on Bowie. They are now 5.5 out of first and 1 games out of third. Still a lot of up in the air Bowie right now, but it's nice to just be in sole first place overall. But beside all of that, there's more fun going on the farm today.
I don't know. We had a lot of fun tonight. I think the Bay Sox may have had more runs than all the other real games combined. Now, in the Mage, Baltimore is trailing the 9th inning to the White Sox. Catch of their 3 games to 2, Anthony Santander hit 2-run homer in the first inning, but the Orioles have not get anything more. Chicago, they got a tough road trip up too, as they will go to Boston and Cleveland following tonight's ball game. The big story on the farm today is that first overall selection, 18-year-old Jackson Hulliking, his Class A debut. And just months ago, he hit a ground rule double, one hopping over the center. He's 1-for-3 with 2 driven in. Marva, in a game that was delayed due to, is now in front 3-2. And they are in the top of the 7th inning in that one. Carter Young, second baseman as well, just made his debut recently. Lastly, 2-for-3 with a walk in the game. He is the Orioles' 17th round pick year. Others in the mind tonight, Norfolk looks like they're down 5-1 in Jackson in the top of the 9th. And one, Aberdeen loses at home. Wilmington wins 3-1. The Nationals affiliate getting the
As always, the score we care about most on this production is the Bowie's, and it was another fun one. Total of 6 home runs this evening, but fortunately, Bowie got big ones at the best times. For Altoona, 11-8 tonight. We wrap up the broadcast and get you tomorrow. It'll be game 4 of the set, with the Bay Sox trying on their 3rd consecutive. Right-hander Justin Hunter will go for Bowie. 4-0 record, 3.74 ERA. While the right Luis Ortiz will go for Altoona, an 8 mark with a 4.69. 7:05 first pitch tomorrow, which is the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. 45. That's going to do Prince George's Stadium. For Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sullivan. Thank you so much for stopping by as Bowie takes down Altoona 7-8. We'll talk to you.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Sox.